making talk radio great again. It's The War Room with Owen Schroyer at Infowars.com/show.
Even though they were alerted in March of this year by Homeland Security, Equifax, one of the big three credit monitoring companies, failed to patch a security threat that led to hackers obtaining personal information of 143 million Americans, which included social security numbers, for as long as 3 months. The CEO of Equifax, Richard Smith, who oversaw the breach of the data, will comfortably glide down on a golden parachute to the tune of $90 million. When he retires guilt-free.
Your own information technology system did not tell the Equifax Security Division that the Apache Strut software, which contained the vulnerability that led to this breach, was running on the Equifax system. How did that happen?
Congressman, the day after the notification came out from CERTS, the security team notified a wide range of people in the technology team.
If, as a sophisticated a company as you headed is, with so much at risk, how does this happen? That I can't fix stupid, as a colleague of mine used to say. With so much at risk, I've talked to other software companies and people in this space who say some companies have an automated system that when a patch comes out, it automatically gets installed. That's not what you had necessarily, right?
I'm unaware of an automatic patch.
I'm told by my staff that this latest data breach was about 143 million people. Is that right?
There was some slight movement, and the numbers adjusted. Press release came out from the company last night. It's 145.5.
Well, okay. I appreciate your accuracy there, but under current law, you're basically required to alert each of those that their account has been hacked, but there's really no penalty unless there is some sort of a lawsuit filed and the Federal Trade Commission or a state attorney general files a class action lawsuit against your company. So you're really only notified, you're just required to notify everybody and say, so sorry, so sad.
There's an article in WGN-TV that's talks about Equifax doing their own investigation into the three executives that sold their stock and profited. And I guess they must have a pretty good investigative team there, because between the press release that happened on Friday or whatever it came out, and then a story on Sunday, and today we have a revelation that those folks didn't know that this breach took place.
Mr. Chairman, according to your testimony in the House yesterday, over the last 3 years, you spent $250 million on cybersecurity. That's about $85 million a year, correct?
Yes, that was an estimate that over the last 3 years, it's approaching $250 million.
And since 2016, you have made personally about $69 million. Is that correct?
I've not tracked that number, to be honest.
In hindsight, do you think Equifax should have spent more money protecting people's data rather than compensating you so well?
Smith was paid the big bucks for one singular reason, to keep our data safe, which he failed to do. While Yahoo originally said that 1 billion accounts had been hacked, it took years to find out that all 3 billion accounts had been hacked, a breach that was discovered in 2013 and not disclosed until 3 years later. Meanwhile, Wells Fargo is facing a lawsuit claiming that the top brass knew that millions of fake accounts had been created in an unprecedented scam. Bloomberg reports as of April, the bank had spent at least $445 million on fines, remediation, consultants, and civil litigation. The company still faces a raft of investor security suits seeking to recoup the losses from a $30 billion decline in market capitalization after the scandal broke and wrongful termination cases filed by fired bankers. The company said in August its review found employees may have created 3.5 million bogus accounts, more than 60% higher than its initial estimate. These are the companies locked in with Congress, lobbying laws and making deals. A crony capitalist swamp of crooks putting their personal fortunes before America's safety and security.
You know, someone very profoundly once said many years ago that if fascism ever comes to America, it'll come in the name of liberalism.
You're a white male! You're a white man!
Welcome to The War Room, the latest expansion in InfoWars live broadcasting. We are live weekdays from 3 to 6 p.m. Central at InfoWars.com/show and this YouTube channel right here that you've landed on. Please subscribe to the channel for updates and notifications. You can follow us on Twitter at War Room Show. We are going to have the most powerful guests, the most powerful hosts. We'll be hearing from Alex Jones regularly, as well as taking your phone calls. The liberal establishment media has controlled the narrative for too long. The silent majority is no longer silent. This is The War Room. It is Monday, October 9th, 2017. I'm your host, Owen Schroyer. We are live 3 to 6 p.m. Central Time, weekdays, infowars.com/show, warroom.show. Tons of news today. I tried to stay away from the Vegas shooting, but obviously it just drags you back in with the absolute gravity of everything coming out of that. And it looks like we're going to have more exclusive and breaking details emerging from Vegas today. Alongside that, leading the way of the news headlines today has to be Harvey Weinstein going down, as well as the blatant hypocrisies coming from the left and the Democrat Party. I'm now joined by Paul Joseph Watson to discuss that. Paul, let's start with Meryl Streep. Now, Meryl Streep, this is a woman who's won Golden Globes, probably with the help of Harvey Weinstein's hand, no pun intended, but she claims that she's never heard of such these claims that are being made against Weinstein. She's never heard of it, Paul Joseph Watson. I mean, I'm inclined to believe her.
Isn't it amazing how nobody's ever heard of any of this? It's kind of similar to Jimmy Savile with the BBC back a few years ago, Owen. Even though, you know, Johnny Rotten at the time was coming out doing radio interviews saying everybody knew about it. Of course, when it actually came out, when it was confirmed, nobody knew about it because, of course, they're all tainted. Meryl Streep, who, by the way, is a completely overrated actress. Trump was completely correct when he said that. I would have thought that before he even tweeted it. She came out in 2012 in this Golden Globe speech, and the video's up on Infowars.com, called Harvey Weinstein a god, thanked him as a god, and then said that he was known colloquially as the Punisher, and all the Hollywood celebs, all the glitterati, laughed and chuckled to themselves as it showed him looking sheepish. Oh, but nobody knew about it. Now, let's not forget, Meryl Streep is the same woman who said that she was sorry that Roman Polanski, who raped a 13-year-old girl in the 70s, she was sorry that he was in jail. 2 decades or more, probably 3 decades after he raped that girl, it was all admitted, he had to admit to unlawful sex with a child, which was a lesser charge. Of course, he's basically a fugitive at this point. He can't even return to the US. They always rally behind these people every single time. And I mean, Owen, it's what you see when you get close to power is, you know, this Weinstein thing is kind of the vanilla level. Roman Polanski is a level above that. And once you get to that level of power and control and influence over people, they use sex as a weapon. They're completely perverted. It gets worse the higher you go up. But Meryl Streep is the biggest apologist for these kind of people. Oh, but she didn't know anything about it, Owen. And you can believe her.
Yeah, I think it's obvious that everybody knew about this. And the video that you spoke of will be breaking down later. But also, I think the key here is, you know, I don't know if Weinstein is essentially a sacrificial lamb. But I think what they're trying to do here is say, oh, look, this is what goes on in Hollywood. It's just the abuse of women. It's just we get these women in here. We kind of take advantage. That's the worst of it, though, and we're cleaning it up. Yeah, give me a break. We know exactly what goes on in Hollywood. And I assume it's a lot the same way in the government where they use blackmail, pedophilia, sexualization of people to lure them in and then entrap them in the industry.
No, that's exactly it. That's what the whole Jimmy Savile thing was about. They burn the underlings to protect the higher-ups. I did a video back in April called Pedophiles Rule the World. Quite a strong title, you would think. Oh, this must be a conspiracy theory. No. You look in every single case throughout the world, whether it's Portugal, whether it's Ireland, whether it's France, whether it's Chile, anywhere in the world where they have a massive pedophile bust, it always leads back to top judges, top politicians, top celebrities. These groups are always intertwined with each other as the elite in every country. And it's the same with this. I mean, you've had people coming out publicly in Hollywood saying that they were abused as children. I've had people contact me, you know, famous entertainers, actors who were abused as children. They're expected to perform sexual favors to get these roles. In fact, there's a guy who is in the news right now. I won't name him. But somebody close to him, and it all checked out at the time, never even wrote a story about it, he was asked to perform homosexual favors to get a recording contract back when he really blew up and was really big about 10, 15 years ago. As a guy that's in the news again this week, actually. So this is all seedy perverts running the show. Oh, and by the way, you can get away with this, and they will get up and applaud you at these award ceremonies and call you God. But God forbid you would have conservative opinions, Owen. In Hollywood, they literally have to have secret societies for conservatives where they can have clandestine meetings just to talk to each other and not get banished, not get shunned by the industry because they're completely intolerant. So I tweeted earlier, Hollywood, where sex offenders are worshipped and conservatives are shunned and banished. You can get away with being a sex offender for decades like Weinstein. God forbid you would express conservative opinions like James Wood did, Woods, and you're banished from the industry for years afterwards. Absolutely insane level of double standards.
Well, and I think that for the public eye, this is just kind of beginning to peel back the layers of the onion. You know, people aren't as dumbed down as the media would like them to be. So they see this, they kind of say, well, wait a second, you praise this guy. He's had his hand in so many films. He's had his money put in the Democrat coffers for so many years. Now, hold on a second. Let's take another look here at Harvey Weinstein. And then you take another look and you say, well, wait a second. This has been rampant in Hollywood for a long time. And then it's just like common sense. Of course, we knew what these women are doing to try to get into these roles. We knew what these people did to children to try to select who they could get and fit into these roles. There's been people that are speaking out about it. So for the public, to me, I think that finally the onion is getting peeled back and they're starting to smell that stench.
Yeah, and it's like an open secret within the entertainment industry in Hollywood. Young women have to give sexual favors, young men, because in the music industry, especially the hip-hop rap side, a lot of those record labels are owned by these perverts who happen to be homosexual. Again, it happens on both sides, whatever the sexual persuasion is. They have to do favors, these old perverted men, to get record contracts. It's an open secret within the industry. Oh, and by the way, Meryl Streep in her statement said, if everybody knew, I don't believe that all the investigative reporters in the entertainment and the hard news media would have neglected for decades to write about it. Well, they did neglect to write about it for 13 years, because that's when a journalist brought it to the New York Times in 2004, and he was turned away specifically on the advice of Meryl Streep's Hollywood friends, people like Russell Crowe, people like Matt Damon, these kind of people who pose as the most sanctimonious idiots on the planet. They've got the biggest skeletons in the closet to hide. This could have come out 14 years ago. Could have prevented a rash of alleged sexual abuse in the past 14 years. So they did spike it. Oh, and they had a guy called Fabrizio Lombardo, when we posted this on InfoWars this morning, who was head of Miramax. He was being paid $400,000 a year for basically doing nothing other than procuring women and paying them off, allegedly, for Harvey Weinstein. So they literally employ people to procure women for him, and that was his sole job. And the guy, the journalist, he's named in this, went to the New York Times and said, I've got this story. They spiked it because all these other Hollywood actors were coming out and putting pressure on and saying, don't talk about this. Lombardo's a good guy. Weinstein's a good guy. So they had it 13 years ago, spiked it. Same with Jimmy Savile. You see it in every single case. They have the story sometimes decades in advance. It gets spiked. You never hear of it again. until it's too late and they finally have to burn someone to protect the other people.
Well, and I think everyone's kind of wondering now, too, why now? They've known about this for so long. The New York Times has sat on this. Obviously, the people in Hollywood have known about this. So why now? There's a lot of theories floating around. And I think one theory, I mean, you obviously see the left eating its own. People like Ashley Judd, these are just foaming at the mouth liberals. I think one theory that actually kind of makes the most sense to me is perhaps he had to settle so many of these lawsuits that he literally ran out of money. And when you don't have money in Hollywood, you don't have any power. So now there's all these women coming forward that he's probably sexually abused in the past saying, give me the big role. Give me the role that's going to win me the award. Give me the big money role. And he's like, I can't do anything anymore. I'm completely broke. So they're like, well, screw you then. I'm going to turn on you and I'm going to turn you in. We got Paul Joseph Watson. One more segment with him on the other side. Hollywood is falling apart, folks, and that is good for America.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of Knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Choose to take control of your chemistry with Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium. This powerful combo is perfect for supporting your thyroid and health. BioTrue Selenium's formula is far from synthetic and is made from a source of 100% organic mustard seed. Our super high quality nascent iodine is an essential mineral sourced of 99.99% ultra pure deep earth iodine crystals. This essential mineral is necessary in order to produce thyroid hormones, which influence every cell, tissue, and organ in the body. With inadequate thyroid hormones, you may experience slow metabolism, lethargy, weight gain, and overall brain fog. Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium work together to support the systems in your body. Take control of your chemistry today with this super combo. Discover the power of Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium at InfoWarsLife.com.
Hey, did you know that you can now preserve your own food for up to 25 years and still maintain its nutrition and flavor? That's right. Now's the time to build your own food storage with Harvest Rights freeze dryers. Go to InfoWarsStore.com to learn more and check out this innovative and smart technology that's easy to use. And let me tell you something, it is perfect for freeze drying fruits, vegetables, meats, dairy products, desserts, and entire meals. Woo! That's what I'm talking about. And when compared to traditional methods of preservation, like canning or dehydrating, you know, like what you get at the grocery store, there is no comparison. Harvest Right freeze dryers retain 97% of the food's taste, color, and nutritional value and have a shelf life of up to 25 years. Now that's what I call the miracle of food preservation. Harvest Right is truly the world's best, most affordable freeze dryer. So what are you waiting for? Check it out right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Thousands of years ago, there was a basic form of chivalry. Our ancestors would hear the drums of war, giving the warriors of the tribe a chance to organize and prepare a defense. 60 years ago, when foreign air forces were approaching filled with bombs, they had drums of their own, air raid sirens. But in the 21st century, there are silent weapons for quiet war. Pathogens added to the food and water, into the lining of plastics that destroy our vitality. turn off our hormones, and accelerate our journey towards death. I personally counter this onslaught with Anthroplex. Anthroplex is designed with known organic concentrated herbs to create the basic foundation to normal metabolic activity inside the human body. Discover why Anthroplex is turning so many heads today. It's time for us to take our bodies back into our own hands, and it starts at InfoWarsLife.com with Anthroplex.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
Well, the double standard in Hollywood is being shown its true colors to America right now. And the double standard on YouTube and other platforms run by liberals that hate America, well, they're showing their double standards too. And it's obvious, Paul, when, you know, you can do a video or InfoWars can do a video that's like, the truth about the Vegas shooting and the Second Amendment. Well, that gets banned. But Jimmy Kimmel does his skit on Saturday Night Live and says the truth about Vegas shooting and the Second Amendment. Well, then that's okay. That video gets pushed out there. That video is allowed to stay on YouTube and make money. But not if you're doing it, Paul. You can't do that. You understand?
Well, it's even worse than that, Owen, because they had a video by Casey Neistat, who's basically part-time working with CNN, I think. I don't know if that agreement's still in place. It might be over. But this is a massive YouTuber. He's one of the biggest YouTubers on the planet. He made a video, which was not political at all, about the Las Vegas massacre, simply drawing attention to a GoFundMe page so people could raise money for the victims. Now, he put that video out, said also, by the way, he will donate every bit of ad money raised from the video to the victims of the massacre. Within probably minutes, it was demonetized completely. He tried to raise it with YouTube community support on Twitter. They said it's against YouTube policies to raise money from a tragedy. Even though he was raising the money to help the victims, it's against YouTube policy. So people very quickly went and checked Jimmy Kimmel's rant on his talk show, what was it, the night after the massacre on the Monday. Oh, by the way, that video is completely plastered in ads, not removed. It was the number one trending video on YouTube throughout the entire day of Monday. So what does this tell us? It tells us that YouTube has different levels for different channels where these late night comedians, these big leftist news organizations, have special privileges where they don't get demonetized, in complete conflict with YouTube's own policies that it publicly states. Absolute bombshell, pure evidence, and we've said this loads of times before, Owen, about YouTube, that these certain channels get special privileges. They don't get automatically demonetized when they talk about certain subjects. It's just they've got the right opinions. They're the establishment, which again is all about YouTube moving towards a TV model, screwing the very people over that built it in the first place. But then it gets even worse than that. During the massacre on the Sunday night, when it was still an active situation, CNN was running 5-minute blocks of ads with then 5-minute news content afterwards. So they deliberately extended their ads to cash in on the massacre because they had a huge viewership at that time when the shooting was still going on. Oh, and by the way, it gets even worse than that. The very companies, Dr. Pepper, Pepsi, Coca-Cola, were advertising on CNN at that very time during the massacre, getting all the views, cashing in on the tragedy. Those are the same companies that withdrew their ads from YouTube back earlier this year that created the adpocalypse controversy in the first place because they didn't want their ads on controversial content on YouTube. Oh, so they've got the moral high ground for doing that, but they're perfectly fine, Owen, perfectly in their element, no problems whatsoever, to cash in on an actual massacre while it's still happening by advertising on CNN, which ran 5-minute blocks of ads during their live coverage of the mass shooting. Absolutely incredible. And Jimmy Kimmel's fine. They're all protected. Young Turks, all these big comedy networks, Stephen Colbert, they will never be touched by these policies, because it's one rule for them and another one for everyone else, dependent on your politics.
Well, Shimmy Jimmel has shown his true colors of nothing but a puppet. But what's amazing to me, I think the biggest news here for at least the average YouTube audience or YouTube producer that puts videos on YouTube, why is YouTube lying about their censorship policy? Why is YouTube lying about their algorithms? We've seen enough evidence now that whatever algorithms they have built in to try to demonetize you or demonetize us or demonetize conservatives, those same algorithms do not apply to people like Shimmy Jimmel or Jimmy Fallon or other people of that ilk or even BuzzFeed. So why do you think YouTube is blatantly lying? How can they get away with blatantly lying, saying that, oh, we just have these algorithms, and then they always blame the algorithms, but it's like, no, wait, if these algorithms were universal, then Jimmy Kimmel would be dealing with the same stuff we're dealing with, and it's not happening.
Well, they haven't got away with it. They've been completely exposed. I mean, the original tweet by Philip DeFranco is another big YouTuber that drew attention to this a couple of days ago. Got 122,000 retweets and over 300,000 likes. They were completely exposed. They've been caught in a scandal on the very same level as Facebook. Remember the big scandal last year where Facebook got caught curating their trending news list to banish conservative topics, conservative-friendly topics from that trending news list. YouTube has now been caught doing the exact same thing with videos. That's why Jimmy Kimmel shoots straight to number one trending on YouTube, whereas a video that gets, you know, 10 million views in a few hours will get nowhere near it because it's deliberately curated to bolster left-wing dogma, left-wing status, political narratives. They've been caught red-handed, but they're only going to double down on it. I mean, they'll ban us all eventually. That's the way it's going. That's what I warned people about months ago. So that's what's coming. And again, on the flip side of this, over in the UK, you know, Owen, while we've had four Islamic terror attacks in the last 6 months, we've got...
Excuse me, I'm a good liberal, and that word does not exist to me. Radical Islamic terror, that's not a word. So please try to mind your phrasing, Paul.
Apologies for that. I'll try and control my speech. Yeah. But we've had four Islamic terror attacks in 6 months in the UK. We've got chronic police shortages. They're having to beg cops to come back. It's a complete nightmare. There's a complete shortage of police. It's bad. Violent crime's rising. We've had massive terror attacks. And what's the government doing? Oh, they're spending $200,000 on a specialist police unit to monitor mean comments on the internet to tackle trolls. They're actually using resources that are desperately needed out on the streets. Acid attacks, knife attacks, terrorist attacks. Oh, they're putting it into things like if you say Islam's not a religion of peace on Twitter or Facebook, then you might get raided. They're actually raiding people for mean comments on Facebook. Now they're going to put even more money into it. This is our supposedly conservative government that's doing this. So again,
but Paul, remember now, they're trying to make it a law that if somebody watches your video on YouTube, they can get 15 years in jail.
Yeah, they're trying to introduce this hate speech law, which is to stop ISIS propaganda or whatever. Barely even touches that. Oh, and by the way, if anyone watches a far-right video, that's also terrorist propaganda. That's 15 years in jail. You know, they're going to schools and arresting children for going on UKIP's website, the third biggest political party as of the 2015 vote in Britain. That's how bad it's getting. And then YouTube, with their left-wing dogma, they're carrying the water for that. And meanwhile, we're having actual terrorist attacks, crimes on the rise. It's completely out of control.
Well, I just realized something, just having this discussion with you about Facebook and YouTube and all the censorship. We're seeing the story surface now. Russians buy Facebook ads during election season. I just realized something. They've been looking at Trump colluding with Russia. There's a huge investigation. Wait a second. Facebook colluded with Russia. When's Facebook going to get arrested? When's the FBI going to raid Facebook? Paul, I'm sure that it's going to happen soon, right?
No, it's not. Remember, a lot of those Facebook ads were pro-Black Lives Matter stuff as well on top of that.
Wait a second. We got months of Trump-Russia investigation. We find nothing. Facebook actually colludes with Russia, gets nothing.
Dr. Group, you developed Living Defense for us. It took you over a year to do it. Why is this so good?
Because people are actually waking up to the problem that pretty much scares me the most. I mean, I try to make sure that I don't put toxins from food and water and beverages in my system. But right now we're dealing with massive parasites, which is anything that's harmful to your body that lives off a host mechanism. Right now with all the refugees, spreading disease around. We have biological warfare going on everywhere. These are all parasites.
Tell us about all the stuff that's in it. There's so many things that are in it.
You have the neem in there. You have the organic clove bud, the organic wormwood. I recommend doing a parasite cleanse at least twice a year.
All right. Well, I'm glad we've got some back in because I'm going back on it today. It just came back in yesterday. Living Defense, InfoWarsLife.com. And, folks, you can't lose. It's full of stuff that's great for your body, period. And you support the broadcast, InfoWarsLife.com. Thank you, Dr. Group from the Global Healing Center. Thank you so much for all your work, sir, on this great product.
Enjoy all natural bath and beauty products with Emmerich's Essentials. We are proud to bring you a collection of organic-based household products at InfoWarsStore.com, including non-nano SPF 30 zinc oxide sunscreen, DEET-free herbal bug spray, concentrated peppermint mouthwash, unscented body wash, tea tree shampoo, and long-lasting natural deodorant. Emmerich's Essentials is free of chemicals and toxins that may harm your body. We carefully select pure and simple ingredients to create formulas that are certified USDA made with organic. Our mission is to offer you everyday organic household products to enhance your life. Truly feel the difference by going organic natural without compromising on quality. Feel good about using Emmerich's Essentials. Start saving money and stop exposing yourself and your family to toxic ingredients. Visit InfoWarsStore.com and learn more about the new Emmerich's Essentials line of organic products. That's InfoWarsStore.com.
Support good oral health with our one-of-a-kind Super Blue fluoride-free products. InfoWars Life brings you a revolutionary toothpaste blend with iodine and nano silver designed to deliver a powerful clean. Enjoy a minty fresh flavor made with peppermint oil or try our bubblegum flavor. Pair this groundbreaking toothpaste with the Super Blue fluoride-free mouthwash and supercharge your oral health. Our amazing mouthwash features natural oils and ancient ingredients used since Aboriginal and biblical times. Instead of containing fluoride, our Super Blue line is loaded with the good halogen iodine and an array of other beneficial compounds that have been hand-selected for their oral health benefits. Super Blue fluoride-free mouthwash and toothpaste are the first and only to contain all of these natural ingredients: xylitol, nano silver, and iodine. Notice the difference with our Super Blue fluoride-free products. Refresh your breath and invigorate your oral health routine at InfoWarsStore.com. That's InfoWarsStore.com.
It's not just our water we need to filter. It's not just our food that needs to be clean. It's the air we're breathing, especially for our children. The artificial particulates, the chemicals, is absolutely weighing down our immune systems. The same team based right here in America that brought you the Alexa Pure groundbreaking water filtration systems have now developed Alexa Pure Breeze. Whether it's your home or office, you owe it to yourself, your coworkers, your family, your children. Do the best job you can to purify your air. The elite are masters at poisoning our environment while themselves doing things that mitigate or avoid most of the toxic effects for themselves. The general public doesn't. The Alexa Pure Breeze would be a steal at $300, $400, $500. One of these systems can keep 800 square feet incredibly clean. This is a system I'm personally putting in throughout my house, replacing older, more expensive filters that didn't do as good a job. Find out why this system is so revolutionary today at InfoWarsStore.com.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
Making talk radio great again. It's The War Room with Owen Schroyer at InfoWars.com/show.
Donald Trump said on this video that he likes kissing pretty women and that
you don't?
Sir, can I finish?
You like kissing ugly women?
Excuse me. Folks, I am standing in the middle of 1984 civilization.
It's bad, you know.
All right, well, I'm fully expecting an FBI raid on Facebook and Mark Zuckerberg. I'm fully expecting a Mueller probe to immediately go into Facebook and Zuckerberg. I mean, you've seen the stories, folks. Russia bought ads on Facebook for the 2016 presidential election. So, we've seen what they've done to Trump. We've seen what they've done to Manafort. We've seen what they've done to Roger Stone. One can only assume, since they have found zero evidence on any of the Trumps, on Manafort, on Roger Stone, but yet we have this evidence admitted with Russia and Facebook, we can only assume, I mean, based on common sense and logic and reasoning, that the FBI is going to no-knock raid Zuckerberg's house and Facebook employees' house and Facebook headquarters, and that they're going to now be subject to a Russian collusion probe, because we're all freaking out about how Russia rigged the 2016 election. I mean, clearly all of America is just waited on bated breath to figure out the truth of this. No, the truth is that nobody cares about it. It's fake news. It was made up from the beginning to delegitimize the Trump campaign, and it shows you the double standard of the very nature of the probe being foisted upon us by Robert Mueller and a bunch of Democrat attorneys, that they don't raid Facebook, they don't question Zuckerberg, and they don't bring Facebook down for colluding with Russia, but are still blaming Trump. So, wow, I mean, it's really shocking. I'm so shocked. I'm shocked that the FBI isn't going to raid Facebook. It's shocking to me. Well, we've got all kinds of shocking news coming out of Las Vegas with the Vegas massacre. Most of it just lends more questions than answers. I'm now joined by Laura Loomer. She's on the ground in Vegas right now trying to get down to the bottom of some of this. Laura, I know you're doing some investigative reporting down there, and you tried to speak with the FBI today, and you were met with essentially a no comment.
Yeah, that was actually last night. I was inside the Mandalay Bay hotel. I arrived in Vegas yesterday, and I saw FBI agents walking inside the Mandalay, so I ambushed them. I walked up to them, up the escalator, and I confronted them, and I asked them, why is it that you're giving false information to the public, telling us that Stephen Paddock checked into the Mandalay Bay Resort Casino on the 28th of September, when I've obtained receipts and documents from inside the hotel, right, that say that Stephen Paddock actually checked in on the 25th. And they said no comment. They were silent. They turned their backs to me and they walked away. And they saw me take pictures of them because I saw them in the parking lot in Valet when I was walking around. And they put their jackets on to cover their FBI shirts. So you can see on my Twitter, I snapped a picture. I'm with Mike Toks, actually, who was able to snap a picture as well of the guy putting his jacket on. And you can see the FBI letters. So they're not giving the full story. I'm on my way to the press conference right now. That's why I'm in a car. Mike is actually driving. But we're going to go confront them. We're going to ask them, because the American people deserve to know, especially if they're going to be holding these press conferences, why they're essentially conducting a misinformation campaign. We're not getting the full story. I mean, even a CNN reporter confirmed my reporting and reported that Stephen Paddock checked in on the 25th, right? So the mainstream media, one outlet at least, CNN, is reporting this. But CNN didn't even, have the journalistic integrity or the mindset to question, okay, well, if he's checking in on the 25th, doesn't that mean that the FBI and law enforcement are lying to us if they're still pushing this narrative that he checked in on the 28th? So they're not asking the tough questions, right? It's, you can very, casually slip in a date change, but you have to. I mean, for the sake of journalistic integrity, you have to question the timeline. They didn't even mention the fact that they changed the date, right? It's very concerning. I mean, the mainstream media is totally complicit in what is starting to really look like an FBI cover-up of this attack.
And that's just one basic factoid that you can look at and say, okay, we were blatantly lied to. There's a lot of other ambiguities about this case, a lot of other strange things that maybe were a lie, maybe was misinformation, maybe was confused, maybe perhaps still just a clouded piece of information we don't know about, like details with the car, details with how many shooters there were, different stuff like that we're still trying to get to the bottom of. Another thing that I noticed that you took a picture of was the fact that on top of the Mandalay Bay, there are 360 security cameras looking down,
right,
pretty much directly above the windows that the shooting was alleged being fired out of. Did you get any answers upon that? Or what were you thinking when you saw the security cameras? Because to me, that's clear evidence that they have. I mean, somebody has access to those films. Somebody has access to those archives. And those archives obviously caught the moment of the tragedy.
Yeah, no, you can go on my Twitter, and I did outline the cameras in red, and I circled the windows in red and the cameras in yellow, so people can see that there are at least four or five visible cameras, right? Not even talking about the cameras that are disclosed, because you know Vegas has a lot of secret cameras that they don't want people seeing. And you can see that they're positioned at an angle, 360-degree lenses, above and on the side of the windows where the shooting took place. Okay, so there's no way in hell that the shooter or shooters conducted this attack from those windows without the shooting being caught on camera. Those windows are also forward-facing other hotels in the area where, and traffic lights as well, where there would be cameras. So if we were to obtain some type of surveillance footage, it would show us whether or not there were two shooters, because if they used high-powered rifles to kill these people, which they did because, you know, they were automatic weapons, then you would see muzzle flares or muzzle flashes from two windows. So what I don't understand is, why aren't they releasing this footage, right? I mean, they could easily tell whether or not there were two shooters if they were to look at those two windows from the security camera footage of nearby hotels, or even their own footage. This is why I really believe there's an FBI cover-up here, and we're not getting the full story.
I imagine that you'll be back to Mandalay Bay. You're saying you're heading towards the press conference. The police are about to give another press conference.
Well, I'm actually headed over to Mandalay Bay right now to go do something else, and I want to talk about it.
But I want to get back, though. You said you mentioned a press conference. I wasn't privy to a press conference.
They're having a press conference. The LAPD and FBI are having a press conference today, which I'm going to be attending.
And they're doing that at the Mandalay Bay?
No, it's at another location. Slipping my mind right now.
No, that's fine. I was just trying to get privy to this because I've been trying to follow these press conferences this whole time. It does seem to me that the Las Vegas Police Department is kind of being scuttled with whatever investigation they're trying to do by the FBI. But Laura, before I let you go here, I wanted to know, since you are on your way back to Mandalay Bay, is there any way that you could also find other security footage on the outside of Mandalay Bay, much like those 360-degree security cams? Because my guess is they also have those on the overhang of the valet drive-up and other areas as well on the outside. I think that would be key information for you to look for as well, other security cameras that probably captured it.
Yes, I missed the beginning of your question because your connection is fading out, but I do have pictures of valet cameras inside the valet area. And I'll post those today so people can see. So there's a ton of cameras in the valet section.
What about, we got, the segment's about over. What about more security cameras on the exterior of the building? Perhaps like on the overhang of the valet or other security cameras that could have potentially caught this event?
Yeah, look, I'm telling you right now, I was in the Mandalay Bay yesterday and you can't walk 5 feet without another camera being positioned. So there's a dome camera, and then you walk 5 or 10 feet and there's another one all throughout the casino, all throughout the entrances. And I'll take pictures today so everybody can see exactly what I'm talking about. Maybe I'll do a periscope, but you can't, you're not really supposed to.
You're not supposed to film in these hotel lobbies. Thank you so much for your reporting, Laura Loomer. We'll have more updates from you as things progress. We're not getting the official story. I don't know what really happened, but I know that we're being lied to.
December 23rd, 1776. These are the times that try men's souls. The summer soldier and the sunshine patriot will, in this crisis, shrink from the service of their country. But he that stands by it now deserves the love and thanks of man and woman. Tyranny, like hell, is not easily conquered. Yet we have this consolation with us, that the harder the conflict, the more glorious the triumph. What we obtain too cheap, we esteem too lightly. It is dearness only that gives everything its value. Heaven knows how to put a proper price on its goods. And it would be strange indeed if so celestial an article as freedom should not be highly rated. Britain, with an army to enforce her tyranny, has declared that she has a right not only to tax, but to bind us in all cases whatsoever. And if being bound in that matter is not slavery, then there is no such thing as slavery upon earth. Even the expression is impious, for so unlimited a power can only belong to God. Thomas Paine, The American Crisis.
Please listen carefully, because I'm about to point out three things that will save you a lot of money while you get high-quality products and fund the InfoWar, a 360 win. Number one, when you choose AutoShip before checkout, we give you 10% off on your order at InfoWarsStore.com. Number two, you're also able to get items that are out of stock when you sign up for AutoShip because we hold back a surplus for AutoShip customers. Number three, we're giving you free shipping on all orders above $50. Listeners have been requesting this for years because it's so easy to forget to reorder the products that you need each month. Just go to InfoWarsStore.com, select your favorite product or products, click on AutoShip, and choose how often you want us to send you another order. As you know, I coined the term 360 win, and with the new AutoShip feature at InfoWarsLife.com, this is a sure win. 10% off on AutoShip. Win, win, win at InfoWarsLife.com. Free shipping on orders above $50. And all out-of-stock items are never out of stock when you sign up for AutoShip. Alex Jones here to tell you about how you can help spread liberty worldwide while also enjoying what I have found to be the best tasting 100% organic coffee on the planet. For more than a decade, my favorite coffee has come from the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers grow their unique shade-grown Arabica beans. We have now managed to secure these sought-after beans in a highly customized blend. Discover and try a bag of the Patriot Blend 100% organic coffee at InfoWarsLife.com. This coffee gives you a long, smooth pick-me-up for hours without the headaches and heartburn that so many other coffees give me personally. Hands down, this is my favorite coffee, and it's taken us years to secure connections directly to the Chiapas Mexican farmers. Drop by the site today, order a bag or two, and I don't think you're going to be disappointed. Available in original or with our immune support infusion blend, you will be supporting a free press, all the while enjoying a truly great-tasting cup of my favorite coffee. Available at InfoWarsLife.com.
Choose to take control of your chemistry with Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium. This powerful combo is perfect for supporting your thyroid and health. BioTrue Selenium's formula is far from synthetic and is made from a source of 100% organic mustard seed. Our super high-quality nascent iodine is an essential mineral sourced of 99.99% ultra-pure deep earth iodine crystals. This essential mineral is necessary in order to produce thyroid hormones, which influence every cell, tissue, and organ in the body. With inadequate thyroid hormones, you may experience slow metabolism, lethargy, weight gain, and overall brain fog. Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium work together to support the systems in your body. Take control of your chemistry today with this super combo. Discover the power of Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium at InfoWarsLife.com.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
Welcome back to The War Room. One more segment here in the first hour, and folks, it is you that powers InfoWars.com. You know, we talk about the YouTube censorship. We talk about the Google algorithms to censor us. This is all very real, and it's all meant to keep us down so that we cannot reach the next level. We cannot reach millions of people. But thanks to you, we're able to do that with InfoWarsStore.com. And I've got to tell you, I don't know how much longer this is going to go, but 50% off BrainForce right now at InfoWarsStore.com. This is an all-natural nutraceutical. BrainForce Plus, it increases your focus, it increases your energy. I know that pretty much everybody here at InfoWars uses BrainForce, especially when we have these long runs of multiple hours of live video, or when we do the 24-hour live broadcast straight or the 48 hours, BrainForce just gets sucked down around here. Because the stuff really works, we've got it right now 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com. I really doubt that this is going to last much longer. And we do these specials, and we sit here and we try to give you the best deal and tell you about it. I could be trying to tell you about, you know, vitamin B12, or I could be trying to tell you about our new whey protein or colloidal silver, but that stuff's not on sale right now, and we know that you like sales, so we tell you about what's on sale. 50% off BrainForce. Take advantage of that before it's sold out. You've also got 50% off Caveman right now. This is one of our newer products. Now, this has bone broth in it, something that probably nobody gets any of in their regular diet. It's got chaga mushroom and bee pollen, things that you probably rarely get. And it's also got 20 grams of protein in every serving as well. So this is an amazing product, great for people that like to make protein shakes, great for people that are really into physical fitness, because this is not only a solid protein supplement, but you also get the bone broth. You get the chaga mushroom, the bee pollen. It all is in Caveman. Preferably, I like the chocolate, but not everybody likes the chocolate more than the strawberry, so you can also try the strawberry. Either way, 50% off right now, True Paleo Formula Caveman at InfoWarsStore.com. Perfect time to take advantage of either of those products. Both come highly rated, both over 4.5 star review. I think Caveman is a 4.6 star review right now, and then I think Brain Force is a 4.8. I mean, these are just unbelievable ratings because these are unbelievable products, and we've got unbelievable specials right now. 50% off Caveman and Brain Force. Try them both out. You will become a repeat customer because the products are that good. Okay, so I want to try to put the whole Las Vegas thing behind me, at least for today. I imagine there'll be new details emerging, or at least new questions emerging, when we have the most recent press conference, which Lauren Loomer said that she's just on her way to. She's also going to go back to Mandalay Bay to get some more footage of that. The whole thing is just a head scratcher, a head spinner. It could go so many different ways, and or it could go all ways at once. And the only reason why I think people are so obsessed with it, because unlike when September 11th happened, there really wasn't much questioning of the official narrative. Nobody wanted to question the official narrative. Being a conspiracy theorist wasn't just taboo, but it was kind of not even on the radar map. Really too much, but it's a different world now. And because of the internet and because of all these videos, not only are we left to question the official narrative, but to highly doubt it because of all the stuff we've seen. So I've already seen enough video personally. I've already heard enough eyewitness accounts personally to believe that there were two shooters. And then I see this video, which I think might be even more proof that there were at least two shooters. So here's another eyewitness video, which to me not only sounds like two shooters just as much, if not more, than the famous cab video, but also the eyewitness in the video saying multiple shooters. Roll that video.
It's not that blinking light, no.
Now, I want to roll that one more time just because I want you to try to key on what you're hearing here. Now, I haven't broken down this audio yet, but we have had people break down the audio of this to tell the difference between echoes and the shots that are being fired. And to me, you probably are hearing echoes in this video. However, there is a specific moment where you can already hear the chop, 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 chop. And then on top of that, a new round of shots starting to be fired. So again, listen closely because you can hear the shots and then what hears like echoes. But then on top of the shots, it sounds like more shots coming in. That's right when the person taking the video says multiple shooters. So here it is again, one more time.
It's not that blinking light, no.
Right there. Right there. So you can clearly hear when the original round of shots starts firing and then the reports back from the echo and then a new round of shots, which has to be from a multiple shooter situation filming there. In fact, I want to play this one more time and then I want to hear from some of the crew back there. You guys have been just obsessed with this as me. I want to hear what do you think you're hearing. So just play that one more time and then let's just get anybody in our crew right now that wants to chime in on what they're hearing. I'm pretty sure that sounds like multiple shots fired. So play it one more time and then let's hear from the crew.
It's not that blinking light, no.
There's the original shots. And then another round of shots. And then you can hear the distinct difference in audio between those two shots. All right, let's start with Harrison. Again, this is a video I've been obsessing over this. I've seen almost every video, I think. I hadn't seen this one. I don't know if anyone back there had seen it, but what do you think about that audio?
I had not seen that, but I want to point out that at the very end he says two shooters in that room. So he's not, because we've had reports of people in other hotels, on the ground, all over the place. He says
at the Bellagio, et cetera, et cetera.
And he also, they see the flashing light in that video, I think he says, no, no, that's just a flashing light. That's just a strobe light. He's probably talking about the one on the fourth floor by seeing. And then he says, there's two shooters in that room. So apparently he sees two people in the same room, maybe in the same window. That's what's most interesting to me about that.
All right, so Harrison, it sounds like you heard it the same way I did. Anybody else want to share an opinion? Jake, why don't we get Jake up in here? Jake, how did you hear that?
So I think I do think there were more than one shooter, but not necessarily because of that one. That video, it's hard to tell exactly what that sound is. He could have been making like a strafing motion, and that distinct higher pitch noise could have been him hitting the top of that semi-truck or some other
Okay, so you're saying the change in audio could have been from the bullets perhaps striking the ground or the truck or something.
Correct, yeah.
Okay.
I do, from other audio footage, believe that there are two shooters, but that one I'm not too sure about.
Okay, so again, this is something that I just happened to find right before the show went on. It was a video clip I hadn't heard yet. Anybody else have an opinion on this one? Go ahead, Allie. No? No, okay. No one else has an opinion. Sorry, the camera's in the way. So, we got a couple minutes here before the end of the segment. So just go ahead and roll this as B-roll, guys. And again, I just found this video, or one of the crew shared this video with me before we went live today. And it's actually pretty amazing because it takes what I did, I think it was either last Friday or Thursday, where I basically watched all these videos, tried to put it in a chronological order to determine the exact gunfire, the exact range between firing, a time range between firing and not firing. And this is a video. Minimize it real quick so we can find the YouTube channel here, guys, because I'd like for the audience to be able to see this, and I'm not really on Twitter right now to share. Okay, Blackpilled on Twitter, entire Vegas shooting continuous, sinks from different angles, rendered at 4K. There's the video right there from the user Blackpilled. And again, and here's the weirdest thing about it to me. In fact, again, in this video, again, what this user has done is quite incredible. You can see that there are multiple times where there's so many bullets fired at once, it either has to be a drum mag or a belt-fed weapon or multiple shooters. Because the only magazines that we've been presented are not extended. At the most, I would say probably maybe 30 or 40 from the mags that I've seen. I'm not sitting here to act like I'm some sort of expert just on what I've read and what I've heard from the experts. And you hear multiple times in this video where there's at least 80 rounds fired, you would assume, in one successive firing. One pull of the trigger, knock, 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 at least 50 to 80 rounds. And based on what we've seen from the weapons, we've not seen any magazines that are capable of doing that. And if there was only one shooter, that wouldn't really be possible unless he's literally firing with both arms, which would just be unbelievable. I mean, nobody knew that this man was such an expert with firearms or anything like that. So continuing to ask questions here. Who knows if we'll ever know the truth? Apparently, they're going to give another press conference today. Let's see if any details emerge from that. Oh, yeah, and then you find out on Friday that New York had just arrested three men that tried to plot a terrorist attack in New York City. We'll be right back with more of The War Room. Don't go anywhere.
Men, give your body the support it needs with InfoWars Life Prostaguard. It's time to start assisting the body in regulating proper prostate balance. InfoWars Life has set out to bring you formulations that are not only the highest quality out there, but formulas that you can use on a daily basis to give your body the natural herbs and extracts that our experts recommend. The Prostaguard formula does just that with its mixture of plant-based nutrients and antioxidants that help give your body total support. It's a hand-selected blend of saw palmetto, lycopene, plant sterols, zinc, vitamin D3, selenium, and copper. Prostaguard is something that the men on the InfoWars crew take every day. And from our research, it's something that men should really be adding to their daily regimen in order to keep their body going at optimal levels. Now's the time to start naturally supporting your body. Get Prostaguard on your side today, exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Refresh your breath with Emrex Essentials Organic Mouthwash. Our formula is made from organic herbal ingredients to help stimulate the gums and provide a cleansing effect while adding a pleasant, refreshing taste. Emrex Essentials Mouthwash is non-GMO, certified organic, made without alcohol, chemicals, or other artificial ingredients such as flavors, fragrances, or dyes. The pure organic plant extracts are concentrated, containing antibacterial properties that work well to help tone gums and freshen your breath. This antiseptic mouthwash is a concentrated formula. You will need to dilute one part mouthwash to 10 parts water. Emrex Essentials Mouthwash is a great addition to your daily brushing routine. It is effective, yet gentle enough for the most sensitive gums and canker sores. Go organic today with Emrex Essentials. Visit InfoWarsStore.com to learn more. That's InfoWarsStore.com.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/...
Making talk radio great again. It's The War Room with Owen Schroyer at InfoWars.com/show.
We're going to make America great again, people. Donald Trump's going to bring jobs, and then you're going to have work to do. It's going to be great. Now I'm being shoved and being assaulted here.
We interrupt our regularly scheduled programming of mocking the liberal lunatics and exposing the fake news industrial complex to bring you this important news bulletin about YouTube censoring my channel again. YouTube deleted the video that I posted last week titled Black Man Shoots Up White Church, Media Ignores Anti-White Hate Crime because it violates their community guidelines. And then they penalized my channel so I can't live stream for 3 months. I'm sure many of you saw the video before it got deleted, but for those of you who didn't, it was about this black guy who went into a white church in Tennessee and just started opening fire, killing one person, injuring 6 others, including the pastor, to get revenge for Dylann Roof, that white supremacist who did the same thing to a black church in Charleston, South Carolina 2 years ago. The video was about how the mainstream media is ignoring this story for 3 basic reasons. 1, the perpetrator is a black man who committed an anti-white hate crime, which doesn't fit with the liberal agenda that only white people commit anti-black hate crimes. 2, he is an immigrant from the Sudan. And 3, he was stopped by a law-abiding gun owner who had a concealed carry permit who was carrying at the church. So now, not only is the mainstream media covering up this hate crime and lying by omission by pretending that such crimes don't happen, but now YouTube is actively censoring the story. After deleting the video for violating their terms of service, they sent me this notification. I'm Mark Dice. As you may know, our community guidelines describe which content we allow and don't allow on YouTube. Your video, Black Man Shoots Up White Church, Media Ignores Anti-White Hate Crime, was flagged for review. Upon review, we've determined that it violates our guidelines. We've removed it from YouTube and assigned a community guideline strike or temporary penalty to your account. It didn't show any graphic photos or video. It didn't use harsh language. It simply was talking about the fact that this crime has been ignored by the mainstream media, and now YouTube is trying to actively censor the story. I did file an appeal against this false and Orwellianly creepy community guidelines strike, so it is possible that in the next couple days, perhaps, the video may be restored. But this is disturbing on so many different levels. The fact that somebody or some panel of thought police at YouTube reviewed the video after the trolls flagged it, which they flag everything, and they determined that it was a violation of YouTube's policies. They did a similar thing to this woman, whose channel is Red Pill Black, a black conservative, after she posted this video criticizing some of the insane demands of Black Lives Matter. Oh, can't have a black woman criticizing Black Lives Matter. Community guidelines strike. She appealed the strike, and a lot of people started tweeting to YouTube and the Team YouTube account. That's kind of like the customer service Twitter account at YouTube. And they did restore the video. But just the fact that they took it down in the first place and issued her a strike for violating YouTube's terms of service is absolutely ridiculous. This just shows the twisted social justice warrior mindset of YouTube and of the moderators when they continue to actively try to suppress videos that are just reasonable criticism of certain issues. What's equally disturbing is when YouTube looks the other way when, oh, for example, this Muslim immigrant who is now living in America posted this video threatening to, quote, circumcise Donald Trump while waving around a couple of knives. This video is from early on in the 2016 presidential campaign before Donald Trump got Secret Service protection, but the FBI did pay this guy a visit. He wasn't charged with any crimes, and YouTube did not remove the video. Let's just listen in for a moment and see this non-violation of YouTube's terms of service. Just a heads up, there's going to be some foul language here, and I'm not going to bleep it out. In 3, 2, 1, go.
You are all bastards! You are bigot! You don't even know the value of America! Donald Trump, you are nothing! You don't have no respect! You need effort in that...
Now, folks, I want to explain something that's key about this right here. The reason they do this whole review and then restore is to kill the view count. So basically, when the story in the video is timely, when it's a hot topic, that's when it's under review. And then when the next thing is trending and that's no longer hot anymore, then they restore it. This is how they censor, but then act like, oh, we're not actually censoring. Please, you're not going to fool us.
What exactly is political correctness and why is it being pushed on the American public? Well, political correctness is simply a form of psychological manipulation the government uses to control public opinion. By controlling your opinions, the establishment gets you to not only agree with their agenda, but to also ensure that your government-created viewpoint also influences others in ripple effect. And this is how the power elite and the government stay in power. They use psychological manipulation to turn the public into obedient sheeple, and over time we lose our ability to distinguish reality from deception. But how does political correctness and other deliberate deceptions work? Well, first, the establishment saturates mass media with their agenda they're trying to push until it invades every aspect of popular culture and is accepted as truth, such as global warming, for example. Then the establishment suppresses any counter-arguments to their agenda by calling critics kooky, nut jobs, racists, or in the case of man-made climate change, climate deniers. You can learn more about this tyranny over the minds of men at Infowars.com, PrismPlanet.tv, and our YouTube channel, Resistance News. This is Kit Daniels reporting.
Is the War Room.
Well, the Trump administration is coming through on a lot of promises to help make America great again. Today, the EPA chief, Scott Pruitt, gave a powerful statement and speech where he said the war against coal is over. Listen to how they responded in Kentucky.
Tomorrow in Washington, D.C., I'll be signing a proposed rule to withdraw the so-called clean power plan of the past administration and thus begin the effort to withdraw that rule.
Listen to that response, folks. A round of applause, a standing ovation. That's America right there, folks. Yep. Yep.
It's good for Eastern Kentucky to hear that, right? No better place to make that announcement than in Hazard, Kentucky.
And don't worry, they'll feel that in Ohio, they'll feel that in Pennsylvania. And again, this is part of the Trump administration agenda to make America great again by ending all of the anti-American regulation. So again, EPA, you guys can go ahead and kill that. EPA to repeal landmark Obama climate rule. Environmental Protection Agency Chief Scott Pruitt told a Kentucky audience on Monday that he will sign paperwork tomorrow to repeal the rule, which he argued exceeded the previous administration's authority and treated coal communities unfairly. I quote, "The Clean Power Plan, it wasn't about regulating to make things regular. It was truly about regulating to pick winners and losers." And of course, the losers are the American people, the American economy, and the American competitive edge. That's what that regulation was all about. EPA Chief Scott Pruitt tells coal miners he will repeal power plan rule Tuesday. The war against coal is over. So that means you're going to get cheaper power. There's going to be more jobs in flyover America. and we're not going to be scuttled to produce energy and to create a market for cheaper energy, and just to have a government that is restricting how we determine how we get energy. So again, every time when you see Trump repealing things from the Obama administration, what happens? You get a round of applause, his approval ratings go up, and that's why what you just saw was a bunch of people in Kentucky giving Scott Pruitt a round of applause when he announced that. And believe me, they felt that in their spirit too. That was not just a round of applause because they wanted to cheer. They genuinely are feeling the return of America and the return of American jobs, the return of American coal. Now, if we could just get a similar announcement on Obamacare, I think the round of applause would be so loud you could hear it probably from the moon. We're going to be joined by Roger Stone here shortly. We are just waiting to get him connected. Let's just see what other kind of news I got here while we're waiting. Well, we know that the left likes to politicize everything, but only when it's convenient for them. If it's not convenient for them to politicize it or it doesn't fit their narrative, they will just ignore it, much like what we saw from the Mark Dice video, much like what we saw in St. Louis with Isaiah Hammett, and much like what we see in Chicago, 500th person shot to death in Chicago this year. Now, that number is probably even closer to 600 now, as this story was published 2 weeks ago. But the reason why I bring this up is with all of the conjecture and all of the loudmouth liberals on television talking about gun control, demonizing the Second Amendment, Jimmy Kimmel demonizing gun owners, all these celebrities saying people in the NRA are terrorists, it's funny how they never mention Chicago. I've never heard one of these people ever mention Chicago in my entire life. Why is that? You would think if these people really cared about gun control, if they really cared about taking guns out of the hands of criminals, if they really wanted to raise awareness for the seriousness of people dying from gun crimes, you would think that Chicago would be their golden goose. Chicago would be what they bring up every time. Look at that one. Nearly 3,000 people shot in Chicago so far this year. When was that one published, guys? That was from this weekend, it looks like. So why doesn't CNN, MSNBC, Jimmy Schimmel, and all of the other bleeding heart liberals, social justice, virtue signaling liberals that hate gun owners, hate the Second Amendment, hate the NRA, yet are protected by people that have guns, why is it they ignore Chicago? Well, the answer's obvious, folks. They've tried gun legislation in Chicago. In fact, Chicago has one of the most strict gun laws on the books. So why are 3,000 people shot in Chicago so far this year alone and the liberals are silent? Well, the answer is in the question. Because their gun legislation doesn't work. And they know their gun legislation doesn't work. So they never bring up Chicago because it will illustrate two things. One, how their gun control legislation doesn't work and never has worked. And two, how they completely ignore black-on-black crime. See, they cannot have you questioning their agenda. They cannot have you questioning what they're trying to do. They cannot have you questioning their narrative. Well, we care about black people. Oh, we care about gun control. Well, if they covered Chicago, then maybe you would believe them, but they don't, because it illustrates how they really do not care and how they really do not offer solutions. And anytime they do get their hand on these situations, it only gets worse. It only gets worse. So you've had over 500 people shot to death in Chicago this year, most of it black on black crime. And Jesse Jackson is nowhere. Al Sharpton is nowhere. All of the politicians calling for gun control are nowhere. Nothing. Nowhere from CNN. Nothing from MSNBC. And again, folks, it's because they don't care. They do not care if black people die in Chicago. They do not care if people get shot to death in Chicago, because if they cover that, it doesn't fit their narrative, and they cannot virtue signal over gun control and over racism, which they try to hype on every single day. We're now joined by Roger Stone. Roger, I'm sure that, you know, you're familiar with this. You've been dealing with liberal politics for a long time. They cannot cover the litany of news. They cannot cover the truth because, well, if they did, it would show you how spineless and how agenda driven they really are.
Well, look, this has nothing to do with public safety. It has nothing to do with the murders that we've experienced. It is part of the left's agenda to disarm us so that we cannot resist the oppression that they have planned. This is the plan of the globalists. It's the plan of big government. We have the lessons of history, the fact that all of the brutal dictators, Hitler, Stalin, Mao, others, the first thing they did was to disarm the populace. That way there can be no armed resistance to tyranny. That's what their real agenda is. They dress it up in concern for those poor individuals murdered at the hands of a madman. But they can't deal with the narrative that if you take guns away from the average citizens, then only outlaws will have guns. They can't refute that.
But wait a second, Roger. Trump is Hitler. You know, Trump is Stalin. So we should just give him all of our guns. No, my gosh. Donald Trump can checkmate the left and come out and say, hand all my guns in. What do you think they would do?
Oh, they'd go out of their minds.
Oh my gosh, I just realized it. Donald Trump has to come out and say, turn all of your guns in, and then the left will say he's Hitler, and they'll realize, wait a second, we can't give our guns to the government.
Protect your skin with SPF 30 sunscreen lotion by Emrix Essentials. Perfect for face and body, this natural, unscented sunscreen can be worn at all times of the day whenever you need sun protection. We source ingredients from nature, producing a product free of harmful chemicals and toxins. This natural lotion contains 21% zinc oxide, which is the largest particle size used, and we do not use nanoparticles. The larger the particle, the safer it is for your body. The organic oils help hydrate the skin, leaving it nice and smooth. The truly natural, fragrance-free sunscreen for the most sensitive skin. Emrix Essentials wants you to enjoy the sun and strives to bring you organic products to enhance your life. Naturally protect your skin with SPF 30 sunscreen lotion by Emrix Essentials. Stop exposing yourself and your family to toxic ingredients. Visit InfoWarsStore.com and learn more about the new SPF 30 sunscreen lotion.
Choose to take control of your chemistry with Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium. This powerful combo is perfect for supporting your thyroid and health. BioTrue Selenium's formula is far from synthetic and is made from a source of 100% organic mustard seed. Our super high quality nascent iodine is an essential mineral sourced of 99.99% ultra pure deep earth iodine crystals. This essential mineral is necessary in order to produce thyroid hormones, which influence every cell, tissue, and organ in the body. With inadequate thyroid hormones, you may experience slow metabolism, lethargy, weight gain, and overall brain fog. Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium work together to support the systems in your body. Take control of your chemistry today with this super combo. Discover the power of Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium at InfoWarsLife.com.
Hey, did you know that you can now preserve your own food for up to 25 years and still maintain its nutrition and flavor? That's right. Now's the time to build your own food storage with Harvest Rights freeze dryers. Go to InfoWarsStore.com to learn more and check out this innovative and smart technology that's easy to use. And let me tell you something, it is perfect for freeze drying fruits, vegetables, meats, dairy products, desserts, and entire meals. Woo, that's what I'm talking about. about. And when compared to traditional methods of preservation, like canning or dehydrating, you know, like what you get at the grocery store, there is no comparison. Harvest Right freeze dryers retain 97% of the food's taste, color, and nutritional value and have a shelf life of up to 25 years. Now that's what I call the miracle of food preservation. Harvest Right is truly the world's best, most affordable freeze dryer. So what are you waiting for? Check it out right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
We've taken thousands of years of known research and put it together with our own 4 years of seeking and testing to find the very best systems that God gave us through Mother Nature to detoxify the body. That's why I'm introducing Z-Shield, toxic metal and chemical defense support. It's made in the USA. It's filled with known compounds from nature that are absolutely associated with detoxifying the body, and it supports the InfoWar. It is a classical 360 win. This is the formula that I personally have been taking for over a year, and now we believe we have come as close to perfection when it comes to a detoxifier as you can possibly get. You owe it to yourself, you owe it to your family, and you owe it to the future of this country and the world that patriots stay as healthy and as clean and as focused as you can be, because we need you, the remnant of America, to reignite those brush fires to the next level and to be healthy and as focused as you can be. Thanks to your support and your prayers, together we're changing the world. Now it's time to change our bodies with Z-Shield at InfoWarsLife.com.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
I'm Roger Stone, and you're at the War Room. We're broadcasting today from a undisclosed location in southern, sunny South Florida. And the mainstream media narrative now seeking to deify, Senator Bob Corker of Tennessee because of his anti-Trump stances in his tweets and media appearances ignores the entire real backstory of what's going on. You see, by his vicious attacks on Trump, Senator Corker is currying favor with Robert Mueller, the FBI, and the Department of Justice, where they have been digging deeply into his financial gains and maneuvers as a U.S. senator. They are not only looking at a real estate investment trust in Chattanooga, where he pocketed tens of millions of dollars, where they have looked into whether his trades may have been based on insider information acquired as a member of the U.S. Senate. Both the FBI and the SEC have been boring down on the good senator from Tennessee for a number of years. The Wall Street Journal first determined wide discrepancies and omissions from his financial disclosure documents filed with the U.S. Senate require him to restate and revealing tens of millions of dollars that he had conveniently omitted. Additionally, they have looked at other vehicles such as the Pointer Fund, which he formed with another U.S. senator, where they again garnered tens of millions by shorting housing stock. Joining with Senator Mark Warner of Virginia, again, Corker and Warner presumably pocketed millions. And then there is the story of Senator Corker and the billionaire Henry Lucan. You see, Corker was on the balls of his ass financially until the billionaire Lucan, a communications magnate, came in and purchased Corker's real estate company. That allowed Corker to be solvent and finance through a loan to himself his U.S. Senate victory over Congressman Harold Ford. Had it not been for this bailout from Lucan, It is reasonable to assume that Mr. Corker would never have gotten to the Senate. And that's why Corker has become an errand boy for Lucan in the U.S. Senate, working the FCC for him, and an entire extensive list of uses of political and governmental power to enrich his patron, Mr. Lucan. Then, of course, there is the Wells Fargo connection, where Wells Fargo gave Lucan loans at a very favorable rate at the same time that Mr. Corker was supposed to be regulating Wells Fargo. All of this adds up to the fact that the government had the good senator by the short hairs, and that now he seeks to scramble away from their prosecutorial clutches through this new anti-Trump screed. Some may not remember, but Senator Corker was among those who traveled to Trump Tower to ostensibly audition for the vice presidency. Back at a time that speculation that Chris Christie, former Speaker Newt Gingrich, and of course the governor of Indiana, Mike Pence, were all under consideration for VP. Corker told reporters that the presidential nominee presumptive, Donald J. Trump, had invited him to Trump Tower, presumably for an audition for the VP slot. It can now be revealed exclusively on InfoWars that it was the good senator who asked for the meeting with Trump, that the candidate was unimpressed and briefed about the legal difficulties and ethical questions swirling around the Tennessee senator. But Trump, in a gesture of goodwill, told Corker, if you want to go downstairs and tell the press you're under consideration for vice president, I won't disagree publicly. I won't rebuke you. So go ahead, have fun. Indeed, Mr. Corker was never under consideration, but it is thought that this was a bid to signal the FBI that indeed Corker was under consideration, and therefore his prosecution on these ethical issues was probably not advisable. Generally speaking, the Justice Department stays away from indicting or seeking charges against someone running in an election, and certainly someone who might be vice president would require a high burden of evidence. Nonetheless, that maneuver seemed to have worked. The senator has avoided prosecution thus far. While you're at it, take a moment and go to the InfoWars.com store, where you can still get the iconic Clinton rape T-shirt. Now, this image became historic when Alex Jones went public at the end of campaign 2016 and vowed that anyone who was seen wearing the T-shirt and getting on television would get a cash payment from InfoWars. This sparked an extraordinary citizen revolution where literally Alex Jones personally paid out through InfoWars almost $250,000 to patriots who were able to get on national or regional television wearing the rape T-shirt and saying, quite simply, Bill Clinton is a rapist. This part of history is written about in my book, The Making of the President 2016. You can get both the book and this iconic T-shirt that will end up in the Smithsonian only in one place right now, other than the Stone Cold Truth site. And I recommend you go now to InfoWars.com to get both your copy of the book and your copy of this iconic shirt. When these sell out, there will be no more. This is a special numbered edition done by Alex Jones working with the folks at Stone Cold Truth. And when these are done, they are done. I sign them for Info Warriors as I travel around the country, as well as signing copies of The Making of the President 2016. This book will tell you what the real role of InfoWars was, particularly in the nomination phase of the presidential contest. So if you want to help us fight for a free and open press, if you want to help bolster the First Amendment, if you want to stop the kind of censorship that you just saw Mark Dice dicing and slicing, go to the InfoWars.com store, back the counter revolution, get your products, whether it is the t-shirt, the book, or Brain Force, one of my favorites, at 50% off, an extraordinary sale. We need your help. We don't have a George Soros writing us giant checks. Go to the store now and help us in the fight for freedom.
You tell me that you love me so. You tell me that you care, but when I need you, baby,
you're never there.
On the phone, long, long distance, always through such strong resistance.
I am very proud to announce the introduction of the highest quality InfoWars Biome Defense Probiotic. We wanted to come out with the largest spectrum of high quality known probiotics that have been proven to improve overall digestion and health and detoxification in the body. Biome Defense is an exclusive blend of 50 billion live and active cultures from over 23 different probiotic strains that are known to support digestion and intestinal function. Our researchers are confident that we have been able to develop what will be the leading probiotic on the market. Secure your Biome Defense in ultra strength or regular strength at InfoWarsLife.com today and get started supporting your digestive system naturally. We've been testing this formula for years, but this is the limited first run to the public, so please take advantage of it today. Support your own health and support the InfoWar.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of Knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
As most of you already know, I am a voracious consumer of news and information. And in the last 4 or 5 years, doing more and more research, I came across the fact that the elite, the establishment, is fully aware of the fact that our ancient ancestors, in many cases, had much better nutrition than we do today. And our ancient ancestors sought out the bones of the animals that they were hunting, killing, and then processing. And so I set out to develop caveman, but to not just have concentrated bone broth from chicken, but 7 other superfood ingredients known for cleansing and supercharging the body at the same time. InfoWars isn't just fighting the globalists. We're getting results, and we're expanding in the face of the complete media assault and winning because of your support. Caveman is back in stock. People absolutely love it. So please secure your Caveman today at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. It's not just our water we need to filter. It's not just our food that needs to be clean. It's the air we're breathing, especially for our children. The artificial particulates, the chemicals, is absolutely weighing down our immune systems. The same team based right here in America that brought you the Alexa Pure groundbreaking water filtration systems have now developed Alexa Pure Breeze. Whether it's your home or office, you owe it to yourself, your coworkers, your family, your children to do the best job you can to purify your air. The elite are masters at poisoning our environment while themselves doing things that mitigate or avoid most of the toxic effects for themselves. The general public doesn't. The Alexa Pure Breeze would be a steal at $300, $400, $500. One of these systems can keep 800 square feet incredibly clean. This is a system I'm personally putting in throughout my house, replacing older, more expensive filters that didn't do as good a job. Find out why this system is so revolutionary today at InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWars.com/show.
Making talk radio great.
great again. It's the War Room with Owen Schroyer and Roger Stone at Infowars.com/show.
Well, I was rolling down the road.
Wow, that was great. A liner with my name in it. I love it. So it's great to be here on the War Room. I'm Roger Stone, working with my compatriot, Owen Schroyer. And it is interesting the way that Hollywood sometimes seeks to sanitize history. I'm speaking about the new Tom Cruise vehicle, a movie called American Made, which alleges to be the story of Barry Seal. Now, Barry Seal was a swashbuckling 300-pound Louisiana boy who had an ability as a pilot to fly a plane so low that he could evade detection. This made him a very valuable player for both the drug cartels and, of course, the Central Intelligence Agency. And although the government in the Tom Cruise film denies that Seal is an agent for them, in fact, he was principally responsible for flying narcotics, mostly cocaine, into the small town of Mena, Arkansas. There, the drugs, after a payoff from the CIA under George H.W. Bush, after a payoff to Governor Bill Clinton, those drugs were sold in order to illegally finance the Iran-Contra operations after the Congress cut off funding for these adventures abroad by the Reagan administration in the famous Boland Amendment. Now, the truth of it is that when the IRS got onto Seal's case about millions of dollars of income that he'd made from the trafficking of drugs, working for both the cartel and the Central Intelligence Agency, Seal went to Vice President George H.W. Bush, the man in charge of supervising the drug trafficking operation that had been dreamed up by CIA Director William Casey. In fact, Seal told Vice President Bush that if he didn't get the IRS off of his derriere, that Seal would turn over surveillance tape he had of Jeb and George W. Bush bringing a kilo into Opa-locka Airport in Miami for sale, lucrative sale, in the Miami area. Shortly thereafter, Seal was brutally murdered, most likely on the orders of Colonel Oliver North. At the time that Seal was gunned down, a small slip of paper was found in his wallet that contained the cell phone number, the direct line, pardon me, not cell phone, the direct line, the private line for Vice President George Herbert Walker Bush. The truth about Barry Seal and what really happened in the MENA drug trafficking ring that involves the Vice President William Casey and Governor Bill Clinton can be found in my book, The Bush Crime Family. It is also reprised in my book, The Clintons' War on Women. You see, the Bushes and the Clintons, while they may be in different parties, they are co-conspirators in the crime world. They have profited not only from drug trafficking, but from various charitable scams where they work together to raise millions for relief of the poor people of Haiti, only to have most of that money boosted, as they say, in parts of Connecticut where I come from. Now, you'll not get the truth in the stirring Tom Cruise vehicle. Ironically, this is the second time Hollywood has tried to tell the story of the swashbuckling Barry Seal. Seal was a man who drove an enormous convertible white Cadillac and kept all of his financial records in the trunk. At the time of his death, ledgers were found that showed that Defense Secretary Caspar Weinberger had spirited as much as $12 million from the CIA's drug running to a Swiss bank. We also found further proof that Seal was the CIA operative he said he was. So who really killed Barry Seal? The odds are overwhelming that he was murdered on the orders of Vice President George H.W. Bush. Once again, Hollywood lies. We're going to be moving to calls both now and in the next segment. That number is 888-201-2244. That's 888-201-2244. We'll put it up there on Twitter for you now. And feel free to call on any topic, whether it is Russiagate, the myth, the hoax, the fairy tale constructed by the far left, or if you want to know what Special Counsel Robert Mueller is up to, or you're interested in the latest in the fight to protect state legalized marijuana. These are all topics in the news. But whatever your question, feel free to give us a ring. Again, 888-201-2244. After watching Alex Jones the other day taking phone calls, I was inspired to do more of this here on The War Room. I really think the two-way dialogue from the info warriors and from the citizen journalists, like the one who contacted us today to tell us that Senator Robert Corker has yet another scam that needs to be investigated. After pressuring a major car manufacturer to relocate to Tennessee and having advanced knowledge of the location of the new plant, it appears the senator and his administrative assistant formed a real estate company and quietly brought up all the soon-to-be-valuable land around that installation. Now you see why Senator Bob Corker makes Lyndon Johnson look honest. This guy is a swamp creature through and through. He had to be bailed out by Henry Lucan to defeat Harold Ford. Ironically, Harold Ford was an early choice to join the Trump cabinet as Secretary of Transportation. Would have been an excellent choice because Ford is very well liked in both parties as a congenial and constructive legislator. He had an expertise in infrastructure and transportation issues from his time in the House. And, of course, he is an African-American Democrat. He would have brought diversity, which the liberals love so very much, to the Trump cabinet. Unfortunately, Jared Kushner helped engineer the appointment of Mitch McConnell's wife, the longest-serving member of the Bush cabinet, whose Chinese family has long-standing ties to the current Chinese communist government, as Secretary of the Transportation Department under President Donald Trump. Why, you ask, do we have this swamp creature in charge of one of the most important and politically sensitive departments in the Trump administration? Well, why indeed? A question, I suspect, for Mr. Kushner. While you're at it, though, please go to the Infowars.com store where BrainForce, the only product that makes this very broadcast possible, is 50% off. When you need a jolt of mental energy, clarity, inspiration, I can't say enough about this product. It's popular in the Stone household. I first had it on studio there in Austin, and it blew me away in terms of its ability to allow me to mentally rally for the challenge of an InfoWars show or a debate with your favorite leftist. So believe me, folks, you can help us and help yourself. Go to the InfoWars.com store and look at this incredible special today on BrainForce. Stock up. This will not last very long at this discount.
It was Thomas Jefferson who once said that our country is now taking so steady a course as to show by what road it will pass to destruction, to wit, by consolidation of power first, and then corruption its necessary consequence. Jefferson was warning us about the global elite, the 1% of the 1%, consolidating the world's wealth and subverting the people's voice in government. Unfortunately, we didn't heed his advice. We now live in a neo-feudalistic society in which we're treated as indentured servants who only exist to serve the needs of the establishment. Political office no longer represents the voice of the people, but rather the initiation process politicians go through to gain acceptance into the aristocracy. Simply put, we the people are responsible for civilization and culture, yet we're suppressed by a tiny elite who have organized into criminal gangs that operate governments around the world. We falsely believe that everything is simply black and white, one extreme against the other, conservative versus liberal, but things will change once more of us realize this truth. As Thomas Jefferson also said, enlighten the people generally, and tyranny and oppressions of the body and mind will vanish like evil spirits at the dawn of day. This is Kit Daniels with Infowars.com.
Enjoy all natural bath and beauty products with Emmerich's Essentials. We are proud to bring you a collection of organic-based household products at InfoWarsStore.com, including non-nano SPF 30 zinc oxide sunscreen, DEET-free herbal bug spray, concentrated peppermint mouthwash, unscented body wash, tea tree shampoo, and long-lasting natural deodorant. Emmerich's Essentials is free of chemicals and toxins that may harm your body. We carefully select pure and simple ingredients to create formulas that are certified USDA made with organic. Our mission is to offer you everyday organic household products to enhance your life. Truly feel the difference by going organic natural without compromising on quality. Feel good about using Emmerich's Essentials. Start saving money and stop exposing yourself and your family to toxic ingredients. Visit InfoWarsStore.com and learn more about the new Emmerich's Essentials line of organic products. That's InfoWarsStore.com.
Alex Jones here to tell you about how you can help spread liberty worldwide while also enjoying what I have found to be the best tasting 100% organic coffee on the planet. For more than a decade, my favorite coffee has come from the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers grow their unique shade-grown Arabica beans. We have now managed to secure these sought-after beans in a highly customized blend. Discover and try a bag of the Patriot Blend 100% organic coffee at InfoWarsLife.com. This coffee gives you a long, smooth pick-me-up for hours without the headaches and heartburn that so many other coffees give me personally. Hands down, this is my favorite coffee, and it's taken us years to secure connections directly to the Chiapas Mexican farmers. Drop by the site today, order a bag or two, and I don't think you're going to be disappointed. Available in original or with our immune support infusion blend, you will be supporting a free press, all the while enjoying a truly great-tasting cup of my favorite coffee. Available at InfoWarsLife.com.
Choose to take control of your chemistry with Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium. This powerful combo is perfect for supporting your thyroid and health. BioTrue Selenium's formula is far from synthetic and is made from a source of 100% organic mustard seed. Our super high-quality nascent iodine is an essential mineral sourced of 99.99% ultra-pure deep earth iodine crystals. This essential mineral is necessary in order to produce thyroid hormones, which influence every cell, tissue, and organ in the body. With inadequate thyroid hormones, you may experience slow metabolism, lethargy, weight gain, and overall brain fog. Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium work together to support the systems in your body. Take control of your chemistry today with this super combo. Discover the power of Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium at InfoWarsLife.com.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
Welcome back. I'm your host, Roger Stone, here at the War Room. I had a hard time leaving the pool today for today's broadcast. It is a glorious, glorious day in sunny South Florida. We're going to go to the phones now because I value the two-way dialogue with the info warriors out there. And I find that I learned something as well as trying to impart something. So let's go to the phones. Robert in Washington, you wanted to talk about medicinal marijuana.
How are you doing, Roger?
Great. How about you?
Good. I see you're taking a couple dress tips from Alex. No tie today. A little disappointed.
Well, this is a very specialized thing. There was a tailor who came to this country from Milan, and he was the first one who developed a double-breasted coat, which rolls to the second bottom. It's called the 3-roll 2, which is a very specific and fine piece of Italian tailoring. So wearing this very fine blazer, I didn't feel bad about going without a necktie today, but I appreciate your acknowledgement of my sartorial choices. What's your question today, Robert?
Still dapper as ever, Roger. My question is, I recently got onto the whole Alex Jones thing, and one of the biggest things for me was I suffered with depression and was actually able to get off depression meds with some of the products he has. The biggest one I thought was Brainforce for sure. The iodine was a huge help. But I do smoke marijuana. I'm a big advocate for it. I went through family members who have had cancer, died of it, tried to get them to use it, wouldn't do it. Now, with the legalization where I live in Washington, there's no way to actually know what's in the marijuana, where it comes from, and then hearing all that stuff about the tainted marijuana from California, I've actually gotten what I think has been tainted marijuana, and who is going to control that, and how are they going to control what's actually in it? Just like when you buy a soda pop, everything's written on the side, nothing's labeled on these things at all.
That's not so. The dispensaries who are set up in the states, in the various states, would be responsible. For example, in Colorado, all of the marijuana that is sold is screened for molds because smoking certain molds can be injurious and cause respiratory problems. This is also true now in California and more states. So there are different strains of marijuana for different physical maladies. For example, we know there are specific strains that have been developed to help people, particularly children, who have epilepsy. There are different strains that are used and have been successful in treating PTSD. A terrific piece in Forbes magazine this week about certain strains which have been used to mitigate blinding, debilitating migraine headaches. So as this becomes standardized under state regulation and law, because after all, remember, all of this is also taxed, you also will have growing personal safety and you'll have more specific choices. If one went to a physician and said that I have depression or low back pain or any other necessary malady, a skilled physician who understands the use of cannabis in their practice can steer you to a strain that would be beneficial. This is medicine that has been around thousands of years longer than big pharma and the foreign substances and chemicals that that are being used, particularly the opioids. There's no question whatsoever, in my view, that you have far less damage to the public health in the use of cannabis than you have in this opioid epidemic. And interestingly, opioid-related deaths, opioid-related incidents, opioid-related crime, in fact, almost all crime statistics have gone down in the states that have legalized some form of cannabis, now 29 states. Let's go to a call from Lee in Austin. Lee, what's on your mind?
Hey, Roger. I just wanted to ask you about James Comey and the fact that the left have kind of thrown him under the bus. You saw him kind of leak a little bit about Loretta Lynch. and the possibility of her implication in some crimes. And is that the fact that he's been kind of thrown under the bus, does that affect Robert Mueller at all, since I'd assumed his first implication in being involved was to protect James Comey, but is his alliance with the deep state, or what is, how does that affect, the outcome?
I think Mr. Mueller is out looking for some other crime. If no other crime by Donald Trump can be trumped up, pardon the expression, the thought is that Mr. Comey could always bear false witness against the president, and that an obstruction of justice charge could be mounted against the president as a foundation for an impeachment drive. The problem of that, of course, is that as the credibility of Mr. Comey crumbles, that becomes less and less likely. First of all, it is indisputable that Mr. Comey was getting coaching from Mr. Mueller for his appearance before Congress. That's problematic. It is very clear that Mr. Comey perjured himself in his testimony before the House Intelligence Committee regarding the government's mass surveillance of as many as 30,000 Americans, as revealed by the FISA court. I think that the more you look at Comey, the more his obstruction of justice is clear. And then you have Mr. Mueller. Mr. Mueller auditioned, interviewed for the position of FBI director with President Trump the day after his compadre, Mr. Comey, was canned. And he was passed over. And that constitutes a conflict of interest right there, would give him a motive for revenge against our president. So if Comey's the best witness they have, I think this dog will not hunt. That's my view. Do we have another call on the line?
We got Mike in California who wants to talk about Vegas. Go ahead, Mike. You're on the air with Roger Stone. Go ahead, Mike.
Well, sounds like Mike may have bailed out on us here, Owen.
Yeah, I don't think we got Mike anymore, Roger.
All right. Well, we're not going to worry too much about it. While we're at it, though, you raise a good point, Owen. What is the latest that you hear from Las Vegas? This story seems to be a continuing story, as the mainstream media will not tell us the truth about what they know.
Well, I'll tell you one thing, Roger. I keep getting some stories sent to me, and I know that some of our audience is privy to this. I don't claim to be a financial expert or a expert in the stock market, but multiple anomalies have been brought to my attention via the stock market, via the end of the fiscal quarter, which happens to be the last day of September, right before the Las Vegas massacre happened. So on top of all of the stuff that we're seeing, the questions about security footage, the questions about multiple shooters, where the shooter was, who was Stephen Paddock, what was the motive, these are all the things that are kind of ongoing. On the other side of things, people are starting to look into the financial aspects, some of the anomalies that are looking around the stock market. And so there's kind of some other angles that are cropping up, too, as well as why we're being denied any security footage as well. Roger, you got 60 seconds. What are the things on your mind?
Well, I'll tell you what's on my mind right now, and that is a nice, big, cold, extremely dry Tito's martini. It's almost cocktail time. And here in sunny Florida, we're ready to head to the bar. I'm loving these segments on the War Room, Owen, because I think we're getting a chance to break things down in greater detail, such as the corruption of Senator Bob Corker and the fact that he's currying favor with Mueller and the FBI. His attacks on Donald Trump are a tactic meant to suck up to the powers at the DOJ and avoid prosecution. You heard it first here on InfoWars, right here at the War Room. Please, folks, take a second, go to the InfoWars.com store, look at some of these specials, particularly Brain Force, my favorite, but help us help you, help us in the fight for freedom, victory or death.
Vitamin Mineral.
General Fusion. Visit InfoWarsLife.com to secure your canister. We have worked for years with our chemists and scientists to create the most powerful and affordable, great-tasting multivitamin formula available. Vitamin Mineral Fusion Drink Mix at InfoWarsLife.com is loaded with a full month's supply of essential vitamins, minerals, and amino acids that your body absolutely needs. In the history of InfoWars Life, we've brought out a lot of amazing products like Survival Shield X2, Super Mel Vitality, and so many others. With its unique delivery system and proprietary manufacturing process designed for maximized effects, this formula is the platinum standard of multivitamin mineral products. And this part is most important. The ingredients in Vitamin Mineral Fusion are either plant-derived or of the highest quality lab standard. That means it's clean. That means it's pure. And rest assured, you're finding the tip of the spear in the info war. That's InfoWarsLife.com and Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Take action now before we sell out. Please listen carefully, because I'm about to point out three things that will save you a lot of money while you get high-quality products and fund the InfoWar, a 360 win. Number one, when you choose AutoShip before checkout, we give you 10% off on your order at InfoWarsStore.com. Number two, you're also able to get items that are out of stock when you sign up for AutoShip, because we hold back a surplus for AutoShip customers. Number three, we're giving you free shipping on all orders above $50. Listeners have been requesting this for years because it's so easy to forget to reorder the products that you need each month. Just go to InfoWarsStore.com, select your favorite product or products, click on AutoShip, and choose how often you want us to send you another order. As you know, I coined the term 360 win, and with the new AutoShip feature at InfoWarsLife.com, this is a sure win. 10% off on AutoShip. Win, win, win at InfoWarsLife.com. Free shipping on orders above $50. And all out-of-stock items are never out of stock when you sign up for AutoShip.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/.
The fight for the future is now.
This is The War Room with Owen Schroyer. Watch the live stream
right now
at InfoWars.com/show.
California healthcare workers can face fines and jail time for using the wrong gender pronoun. Newly signed legislation aims to protect transgender and other LGBT individuals in hospitals, retirement homes, and assisted living facilities. The bill aims to ensure those facilities accommodate trans people and their needs, including letting them decide which gender-specific bathroom they prefer to use. The bill's sponsor, Democratic State Senator Scott Wiener, has argued adamantly that nobody is going to be criminally prosecuted for using the wrong pronoun. But the language of the bill seems to allow for that possibility. Unlawful actions include willfully and repeatedly failing to use a transgender person's preferred name or pronouns after he or she has been clearly informed of the preferred name or pronouns. The law states that if provisions are violated, the violator could be punished by a fine not to exceed $1,000 or by imprisonment in the county jail for a period not to exceed 1 year or both. Now, Wiener's office noted that violations for residential care facilities under the existing law rarely result in criminal charges, especially for minor violations. So technically, you'd be breaking the law for using the wrong pronoun, but you probably maybe won't face punishment. So what's the point of making a law compelling people to use certain pronouns? Meanwhile, California is reducing the penalty for knowingly exposing someone to HIV. Tough policies enacted during the AIDS scare of the 80s and 90s meant intentionally exposing someone to HIV was a felony. Well, now Democratic lawmakers hope to undo some of that stigma. SB 239 reduces the crime to a misdemeanor, much like other communicable diseases. Critics say the bill will endanger people. But again, Democratic Senator Scott Wiener of San Francisco says the harsher penalties discourage people from getting tested for HIV and stigmatize those who have it. Only in California can calling someone by the wrong pronoun get you thrown in jail, while knowingly transmitting a potentially deadly STD get you a slap on the wrist.
Well, this is not the first legislation to come out of California that has us scratching heads. We saw legislation earlier this year of what some people are saying, California legalizing the prostitution of underage minors. Of course, they say that's to protect the underage victims of sex trafficking from facing justice. Perhaps that's their backwards way of dealing with this. I don't understand why we can't have a reasonable judge that just takes each case by case and makes the right decision, the right call, and case by case. But, you know, this whole thing, here was a headline for you. Knowingly exposing others to HIV will no longer be a felony in California. It's very convoluted. I don't know how you make laws and that type of thing. But, again, this should be left up to a judge. If you knowingly have HIV and then you pass that on to your partner, that should be a crime. I mean, I don't know what type of legalities or legislation you can do to do that, but this is how they do it at the ACLU. Now, I got fired up covering the ACLU last week, and they're just going to do it right again. This is a headline from the ACLU. Governor signs bill modernizing California HIV laws. Don't you just love how they twist it? Today, Governor Jerry, I'm the ACLU. Today, Governor Jerry Brown signed into law landmark legislation to reform outdated laws that unfairly criminalized and stigmatized people living with HIV. No, nobody's stigmatizing them. Nobody's criminalizing them. We don't want people with AIDS giving it to other people knowingly. That's all. But the ACLU says that they're modernizing California HIV laws by making it okay to give it to your partner and not tell them.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just powers from the consent of the governed, that whenever any form of government becomes destructive of these ends, it is the right of the people to alter or to abolish it, and to institute new government. Independence isn't a day. It's a mindset, an attitude that says, I will not be your dependent. I will not be your slave. Dependence and slavery is a chain that is forged link by link with gradual infringements. When you trade your liberty for safety, to that extent, you become their slave. Slaves are never safe. You won't get rich by being a slave. Guard your liberty. Regard with suspicion anyone who tries to take it. For InfoWars.com, I'm David Knight.
Let's make talk radio great again.
This is the War Room.
You are listening to the War Room. I'm your host, Owen Schroyer. We just parted ways with Roger Stone. We are live weekdays, 3 to 6 p.m. Central. Warroom.show, Infowars.com/show. Follow us on Twitter at WarroomShow. Get out the phone line, 888-201-2244, 888-201-2244. You can call on anything. I got a lot of subjects to talk about. North Korea, the NFL, Las Vegas, Harvey, Meryl Streep, all kinds of crazy stuff. How about what's happening in Spain? Trump unveils a new 70-point immigration enforcement plan. Right now, though, let's go back out to the phone lines. Let's go to Mike in California who wants to talk about Vegas. Go ahead, Mike.
Hey, how's it going, Owen?
It's going just fine.
Okay, great. Just to give you a hint of who I am, I'm the guy that kind of blows up Rob's email inbox, but I'll just leave it there.
Okay, a lot of people, I think, do that, but go ahead.
Okay, the other day, you gave me an idea. You came up with a good observation about when you went to the halal travel.
Yes.
And you found out that all the hotel rooms lined up to the east for the prayers.
Yeah, which doesn't make sense to me if you look at the map, because they don't actually line up, but that's how that's just what they say. They say that's how you pray to Mecca. That's the direction you face. And then if they're in those rooms facing Mecca to pray to Allah, the target has to be right in line. Just to explain a little background of what this caller is talking about. Go ahead.
Right. But, The interesting thing, I think they use that as a cover for him to book the room for religious purposes. And it gets
I think I understand what you're saying. So you're saying perhaps these rooms were hard to get. He says, I have to get this room for religious purposes, and then they shift things around to give him those rooms?
Correct. And another thing, if you just tie that in, I think all the previous sites that he supposedly staked out were actually not stakeouts for massacres. They were actually successful gun transactions. And I think that he actually was set up by higher sources to carry out this final massacre in Vegas. But to his knowledge, he was only doing gun transactions.
Okay, you know what, Mike? I got to put you on hold. Interesting notes there, absolutely. But we've got the sheriff, Joseph Lombardo, doing a press briefing right now. Do we have that audio available, guys? Here we go.
Friday. So at this point, I'd be happy to answer any questions.
Sheriff, there's a deposition that came out today.
So real quickly goes to questions.
We have found some evidence of medications. I'm not at liberty to discuss that.
Can you tell us about the note? Was that to cause damage?
No agent what ruse note? Behind him.
There was not a note in the suspect's room. We recovered a document that had numbers associated to it, and I'm not at liberty to make a guess on what that was for. It could be. We're figuring that out.
Sheriff, also in the suspect's room, according to accounts we heard last night, there were drills. According to other accounts, the guard, Jesus Campos, heard drilling in the room.
Asking
what
about drills.
What do you think?
I think he's talking about like literally physical drills.
So the question is, what drilling was done, or what was the intent of the suspect? There was drilling done. It was to the doorway, adjacent wall to the doorway. And just an assumption would be to either place a camera or to place a rifle.
Can I follow that?
But the drilling was not completed.
Did Officer Campos hear drilling?
Yes, he did.
How's Mr. Campos doing?
Can I finish his question, sir?
Heard drilling. This is a new one.
Not because of the drilling?
No. There's never been anything out in the public forum about knocking. He was investigating an open door. He became of the drilling sound.
Exactly.
So he's saying the security guard investigated an open door before he was shot.
Bear with me while I get that for you. Well, it's fairly simple for me to obtain.
This is Sheriff Lombardo. This is the most recent police briefing press conference on the Vegas shooting happening live.
What time he got
5:11 Central Time.
21:59. That would be 9:59.
Sheriff, you checked that the gunman was practicing shooting for this incident?
No, I can't confirm that.
Sheriff, are you saying that the security guard was injured, Mr. Campos was injured at before 10 p.m.
Do you know what alarm he's saying he got at 9:59?
I don't know where you're getting your numbers, but you're our
open door alarm at 9:59. Okay.
The mass volley.
Now that.
To follow that, he shot at just about 10 o'clock. The shots into the crowd begin at 10:05 and go on for, we said at one point, 11 minutes, but 10 minutes.
10 minutes.
So can you give us what you think?
Okay, I don't want to get in. I appreciate what you're saying, Ken. Ma'am, that's not how we conduct this service, okay? If I'm presented with a question.
Because the FBI has reported that.
That's not how I conduct press conferences, ma'am.
Has the official timeline changed? Because
please stop asking your question. There's a decorum that we have here, and I will finish Mr. Ritter's question.
Thank you. So if Officer Campos, or security guard Campos, was shot at 9, just before 10 o'clock, and the shot's out the window, as you described, and there were
So let me help you with that, Ken, because you picked up on it. Yes, the timeline associated with the original shot in Mr. Campos has changed through investigation, as I have conveyed to you from the very beginning. And your zest for information and my zest to ensure the public safety and the calming of their minds is some things are going to change. Now, they are minute changes. Okay, there's not this all-encompassing answer associated with the information that we presented before. In other words, it's not completely inaccurate. But what we have learned is Mr. Campos was encountered by the suspect prior to his shooting to the outside world. Yes, ma'am.
Sure, that's a security guard.
The comprehension profile that's being drawn up. Can you talk about what threads your department is looking at regarding the shooter's mental condition and how important that is to your investigation?
I'm sorry, I don't understand what you mean by thread.
What avenues are you guys going down looking at his mental
health? Well, as you can imagine, anything that he, any mental health or mental or medical help he's had throughout his life, we're attempting to obtain all any and all information associated with that. Additionally, the behavioral analysis unit from the FBI is on the ground here locally, and we're attempting
the FBI,
to utilize
there's
their
Agent Ruse.
And discerning those matters. What I will provide with you is behavioral analysis is in L.A. also, Los Angeles, while interviews with Ms. Danley are being conducted.
Do you have any idea why Mr. Campos lived near that room when he got shot prior to the actual...
Yes, we had an alarm associated with an open door.
I can't believe some of the nitwits that get into these press conferences. They just asked a question that's been answered for days.
Are there any other writings discovered in the room, either numbers or otherwise?
I'm not aware of any. I personally am not aware.
Why doesn't anybody ask about an alarm window, or why doesn't anybody ask about what they found in the other room? Why are these people so dumb?
Is there anything he was diagnosed with or was taken that you can comment on?
Say that again, I'm sorry.
Another question on mental health, which he's already addressed, he can't answer.
No,
these people are so dumb.
Complete comprehensive evaluation of his mental condition. We will provide that as we become aware of it.
So after Mr. Campos was shot, before the mass shooting happened, did he alert security? Do they know?
There's Agent Ruse of the FBI looming.
Delay in his reporting?
No, he immediately upon being injured notified security of his situation. In close proximity of Mr. Campos being shot, there was also a maintenance worker that presented himself on the 32nd floor, and Mr. Campos prevented him from receiving any injuries.
Sure. Do you think the suspect's engagement with Mr. Campos maybe sped up the timeline of the shooter?
All right, folks, this is the latest police briefing. We've got to take a break. Not really answering many questions. Some developments we'll cover when we get back.
Refresh your breath with Emrex Essentials Organic Mouthwash. Our formula is made from organic herbal ingredients to help stimulate the gums and provide a cleansing effect while adding a pleasant, refreshing taste. Emrex Essentials Mouthwash is non-GMO, certified organic, made without alcohol, chemicals, or other artificial ingredients such as flavors, fragrances, or dyes. The pure organic plant extracts are concentrated, containing antibacterial properties that work well to help tone gums and freshen your breath. This antiseptic mouthwash is a concentrated formula. You will need to dilute one part mouthwash to 10 parts water. Emrex Essentials Mouthwash is a great addition to your daily brushing routine. It is effective, yet gentle enough for the most sensitive gums and canker sores. Go organic today with Emrex Essentials. Visit InfoWarsStore.com to learn more. That's InfoWarsStore.com.
Choose to take control of your chemistry with Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium. This powerful combo is perfect for supporting your thyroid and health. BioTrue Selenium's formula is far from synthetic and is made from a source of 100% organic mustard seed. Our super high quality nascent iodine is an essential mineral sourced of 99.99% ultra pure D deep earth iodine crystals. This essential mineral is necessary in order to produce thyroid hormones, which influence every cell, tissue, and organ in the body. With inadequate thyroid hormones, you may experience slow metabolism, lethargy, weight gain, and overall brain fog. Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium work together to support the systems in your body. Take control of your chemistry today with this super combo. Discover the power of Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium at InfoWarsLife.com.
Hey, did you know that you can now preserve your own food for up to 25 years and still maintain its nutrition and flavor? That's right. Now's the time to build your own food storage with Harvest Rites freeze dryers. Go to InfoWarsStore.com to learn more and check out this innovative and smart technology that's easy to use. And let me tell you something, it is perfect for freeze drying fruits, vegetables, meats, dairy products, desserts, and entire meals. Woo, that's what I'm talking about. And when compared to traditional methods of preservation, like canning or dehydrating, you know, like what you get at the grocery store, there is no comparison. Harvest Rite freeze dryers retain 97% of the food's taste, color, and nutritional value and have a shelf life of up to 25 years. Now that's what I call the miracle of food preservation. Harvest Rite is truly the world's best, most affordable freeze dryer. So what are you waiting for? Check it out right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Support good oral health with our one-of-a-kind Super Blue fluoride-free products. InfoWars Life brings you a revolutionary toothpaste blend with iodine and nano silver designed to deliver a powerful clean. Enjoy a minty fresh flavor made with peppermint oil or try our bubblegum flavor. Pair this groundbreaking toothpaste with the Super Blue fluoride-free mouthwash and supercharge your oral health. Our amazing mouthwash features natural oils and ancient ingredients used since Aboriginal and biblical times. Instead of containing fluoride, our Super Blue line is loaded with the good halogen iodine and an array of other beneficial compounds that have been hand-selected for their oral health benefits. Super Blue fluoride-free mouthwash and toothpaste are the first and only to contain all of these natural ingredients: xylitol, nano silver, and iodine. Notice the difference with our Super Blue fluoride-free products. Refresh your breath and invigorate your oral health routine at InfoWarsStore.com. That's InfoWarsStore.com.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
We go back now to the live press conference, 5:20 p.m. Central.
Unconfirmed statements and actions of this individual put out there, and it makes it very difficult for us to follow the leads that we currently have when we're trying to chase our tail in other directions. And I have said this to you before. I appreciate all your help. You're a force multiplier for us because there's a lot of hidden pieces to this puzzle, but there's also a happy medium associated with that. And I will answer Mr. Ritter's question. That will be the last question.
We learned yesterday that the FBI went again to the Mesquite house. Did the FBI also go back to Reno, that house there, and the vehicles? Are we perhaps you can tell us if we're recombing evidence.
Yes, we are. The question was, is the FBI, along with the LVMPD, revisiting the crimes or the personal property of the suspect? Yes, that is accurate. Along with the behavioral analysis detectives, they are also present, and maybe we can discern some additional evidence as a result of that revisit. Okay, thank you very much. And like I said previously, we anticipate the next press conference to be Friday. Barring any key evidence that we become aware of, we'll plan on Friday. Thank you.
Okay, so that's Sheriff Lombardo of the Las Vegas Police Department, and it's amazing how the questions that should be being asked never get asked, and the people that are asking questions at these events ask the same thing over and over and the most mundane questions. It's really sad. Nobody asks about the other window, the other room. Nobody asks about that at all. Nobody asked about how there's no alarm on the window. So if there was any developments in this, you could say they are saying that at 9:59, when the door was opened, there was an alarm that went off. And that's what prompted the security guard to go up there. But how is it that they have an alarm on the door, but not on the window? And why aren't we privy to that information? Nobody asked about the security cams. He did say, we didn't hear it on the air because he said it when we were on break. He did say that Paddock was gambling the night before, but they will not disclose the actions of Paddock the day of the shooting or the night of the shooting because that's part of the ongoing investigation. I'm sure that's an FBI line right there. Interesting enough to me to mention and take note of is more so than ever in this press conference, they called Paddock the suspect. They really seem to emphasize that. That was very strange to me. I never noticed them emphasizing him as the suspect before. But that's what they were doing in that press conference. So, really no new developments there. They're saying the note had a series of numbers on it. The sheriff is saying he has no idea what that meant per se. Again, that is probably left to the FBI. While we're on this, guys, and before we go to Eric, and thank you, Mike, for the call, pull up the image I sent you of the room that night because it's been stitched together by one of the members here on the crew. And again, I'm just trying to figure it all out because the official narrative when it first broke was that he killed himself, but I'm just trying to figure out how he would have killed himself and why. Especially if this is according to the sheriff, he had an escape plan. I guess the one development in that press conference is they started talking about drilling. Apparently he was drilling in the room. So here's, what we can put together from the leaked photos. So Paddock is allegedly shooting out of that window that has the different curtain draped on it. Which just, again, begs the question, why? I mean, is that not a different curtain? Do my eyes deceive me? Or is that a totally different curtain that is there? So did he put that there? Is that just a curtain behind those curtains? I don't know. I don't know if that's significant. But think about it like this. If all of, there's no way that Paddock could have been firing from this window and the window over based on the series of reports and the time in between them. And also, there's no way that, however, that was the only window that shots were being fired from because there's simply not enough bullet casings, not enough brass in that shot. And if I'm looking at this shot, you have to wonder, why are these guns spread across the room? What, did he shoot out the window and then throw the gun behind him? I highly doubt that. Why are the magazines set up to the left of that pillar when he was supposedly stationed to the right? I mean, again, these are just questions. How is it, again, we're looking for bullet casings here. There should be a lot more bullet casings in that area where he was allegedly firing from. Guys, zoom back out and go to the right. And you will notice one thing about this photo or these leaked photos. Just magically, there seems to be a line of bullet casings that just follow him. I don't know how these magic bullet casings just magically followed him like magnets, but they seem to be exactly where he would have walked and or fallen when he shot himself. How does his leg get propped up under the rifle that you see right there as it is? How does that happen? How is that possible for him to kill himself and his leg to be perfectly propped up? He lands on another firearm that you can kind of see. And then if you zoom back, the gun that I assume that he would have allegedly shot himself with is at least a few feet away from his head. So and we had Officer Tatum on the other day to discuss this scene. Could it possibly be a suicide? He had questions, but he said he couldn't possibly rule it out. But again, why is nobody asking about the second room? Why is it that bullet casings magically just seem to be following him where he is and not over by the window where allegedly all of these shots were fired from? Why are there two different pools of blood coming out of his head? I don't know. These are just the questions that I'm asking. These are just the questions that my gut tells me to ask. And how is there no alarm on the window? Let's go to Eric real quick in New York. Wants to talk Vegas. Go ahead, Eric.
Hello?
Yeah, you're on the air.
Awesome. So my question was just about the fact that I believe it was about 2 days before the Vegas shooting, there was a huge email dump by the State Department on their virtual reading room. It was an email dump with approximately about 6,000 emails of Hillary's, and it was completely forgotten about. Nobody's been looking into it. And as
who dumped that? Who released those emails?
The State Department itself. It's on the State Department's website. They have a virtual reading room.
Huh.
And yes, and nobody's been giving any thought to it whatsoever.
Hmm. I haven't. So, this is new to me.
Yeah, well, there was a YouTube channel called...
What website is this, guys? Thank you for this tip. What website is that? All right. This is new. Hillary email dump right before the shooting. We'll be back.
Dr. Grip, you developed Living Defense for us. It took you over a year to do it. Why is this so good?
Because people are actually waking up to the problem that pretty much scares me the most. I mean, I try to make sure that I don't put toxins from food and water and beverages in my system. But right now we're dealing with massive parasites, which is anything that's harmful to your body that lives off a host mechanism. Right now with all the refugees spreading disease around, we have biological warfare going on everywhere. These are all parasites.
Tell us about all the stuff that said. There's so many things that are in it.
You have the neem in there. You have the organic clove bud, the organic wormwood. I recommend doing a parasite cleanse at least twice a year.
All right. Well, I'm glad we've got some back in because I'm going back on it today. It just came back in yesterday. Living Defense, InfoWarsLife.com. And folks, you can't lose. It's full of stuff that's great for your body, period. And you support the broadcast, InfoWarsLife.com. Thank you, Dr. Group from the Global Healing Center. Thank you so much for all your work, sir, on this great product.
Protect your skin with SPF 30 sunscreen lotion by Emrix Essentials. Perfect for face and body, this natural unscented sunscreen can be worn at all times of the day whenever you need sun protection. We source ingredients from nature, producing a product free of harmful chemicals and toxins. This natural lotion contains 21% zinc oxide, which is the largest particle size used, and we do not use nanoparticles. The larger the particle, the safer it is for your body. The organic oils help hydrate the skin, leaving it nice and smooth. The truly natural fragrance-free sunscreen for the most sensitive skin. Emrix Essentials wants you to enjoy the sun and strives to bring you organic products to enhance your life. Naturally protect your skin with SPF 30 sunscreen lotion by Emrix Essentials. Stop exposing yourself and your family to toxic ingredients. Visit InfoWarsStore.com and learn more about the new SPF 30 sunscreen lotion.
As most of you already know, I am a voracious consumer of news and information. And in the last 4 or 5 years doing more and more research, I came across the fact that the elite, the establishment, is fully aware of the fact that our ancient ancestors, in many cases, had much better nutrition than we do today. And our ancient ancestors sought out the bones of the animals that they were hunting, killing, and then processing. And so I set out to develop Caveman, but to not just have concentrated bone broth from chicken, but 7 other superfood ingredients known for cleansing and supercharging the body at the same time. InfoWars isn't just fighting the globalist. We're getting results, and we're expanding in the face of the complete media assault and winning because of your support. Caveman is back in stock. People absolutely love it. So please secure your Caveman today at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. It's not just our water we need to filter. It's not just our food that needs to be clean. It's the air we're breathing, especially for our children. The artificial particulates, the chemicals, is absolutely weighing down our immune systems. The same team based right here in America that brought you the Alexa Pure groundbreaking water filtration systems have now developed Alexa Pure Breeze. Whether it's your home or office, you owe it to yourself, your coworkers, your family, your children to do the best job you can to purify your air. The elite are masters at poisoning our environment while themselves doing things that mitigate or avoid most of the toxic effects for themselves. The general public doesn't. The Alexa Pure Breeze would be a steal at $300, $400, $500. One of these systems can keep 800 square feet incredibly clean. This is a system I'm personally putting in throughout my house, replacing older, more expensive filters that didn't do as good a job. Find out why this system is so revolutionary today at InfoWarsStore.com.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
The silent majority is no longer silent. This is the War Room with Owen Schroyer at InfoWars.com/show.
You know, there's so much to cover, and I just realized something. The audience can't get over the Vegas shooting. America can't get over the Vegas shooting. And even though there's so much other news to cover, I just realized it. I remember my first red pill too. I remember my first red pill too. And that's what the Vegas shooting is. The Vegas shooting has been a red pill for the average American that doesn't delve into politics deeply, doesn't delve into current events deeply, doesn't go down the rabbit hole, has been following the Vegas shooting and the details emerging and basically just been red pilled because the news isn't telling them the truth. The FBI is not telling them the truth. And they're just left scratching their heads in pursuit of the truth. So I remember my first red pill. Now I realize why all the callers want to talk about this. Everybody wants to talk about this. It's nonstop. Before I get back to that, I do want to get to some of these clips with Harvey Weinstein because it's pretty revealing to me. Exclusive, Meryl Streep speaks out against Harvey Weinstein. Academy Award winner Meryl Streep called the alleged sexual harassment by Hollywood producer Harvey Weinstein disgraceful, inexcusable, and an abuse of power. She knew all about it, folks. She called the women who have spoken out against him heroes. Okay, so that means that she's not a hero because she never spoke out against it and she knew. But this is the irony about this. They say alleged. So yeah, of course, it is still alleged that Harvey Weinstein did any of this. He hasn't had his day in court in front of a jury. But if you say anything about Bill Clinton and his rape victims that have settled suits, that's not alleged. That's a conspiracy theory. So let's try to get a little perspective here as far as the double standard is concerned. Harvey Weinstein's sexual harassment controversy exposes Hollywood's double standard and the double standard of the left that obsesses over a comment that Trump made in jest on a secret recording, but has not yet disavowed Harvey Weinstein from all angles who sexually exploited women, allegedly. Meryl Streep called Weinstein a god at Golden Globes. Actually, I'm going to break down that video. You also have a Fox News reporter, Lauren Sivan, who says that Harvey Weinstein masturbated in front of her at a Manhattan nightclub. So apparently, alleged sexual deviant Harvey Weinstein is also masturbating in public. Pretty sure that's a serious crime, actually. yeah. If you go and you urinate in public at a playground, you're going to be on a list. A sexual deviant list. So we'll see what happens with Harvey Weinstein. Let's get some of these clips now. Again, here's the double standard of the left. This is Michael Obama, known as Michelle now. This is Michael Obama saying Harvey Weinstein is a good friend.
I want to start by thanking Harvey Weinstein for organizing this amazing
look at who you have in the background. Whoopi Goldberg in the background. all the celebs, Michael Obama.
This is possible because of Harvey. He is a wonderful human being.
He's so wonderful.
Good friend. And
good friend.
Just a powerhouse. And the fact that he and his team took the time to make this happen.
Okay, so there's Michelle Obama. And get, folks, they all knew about this. That's going to be the story. See, the story isn't that Harvey Weinstein was taking advantage of women and using movie roles and his power in Hollywood to win sexual favors, if you will, allegedly. It's that they all knew about it. These people are all peas in a pod. You don't think Michael Obama and his codpiece know what's going on here? Give me a break. So it's not just that. Now let's go to Meryl Streep defending a child rapist, Roman Polanski.
Roman Polanski. I'm very sorry that he's in jail.
Yeah, we want that pedophile on the streets.
Goes to Roman Polanski.
And here they are all cheering the pedophile. Cheering the man that abuses children. Meryl Streep stands and cheers for the pedophile. Piers Morgan, what? Piers Morgan taking shots? Oh my gosh. Oh. All right, now, I clipped together, this is the actual speech of Meryl Streep saying Harvey Weinstein's a god. But I want to explain this to you. I want to actually break this down and show you how these people actually operate. So go ahead and roll this clip.
And the Golden Globe goes to Meryl Streep.
All right, so pause it right there and rewind it a second. This is what it's all about. All right, Harvey, I'll watch you masturbate in front of me. All right, Harvey, I'll let you shower or I'll watch you shower. All right, just will you give me a Golden Globe? Will you get me an opportunity to win a Golden Globe? Yeah, baby, just continue to watch. We'll get you that Golden Globe. Okay, so now here's Meryl Streep receiving her Golden Globe. Watch how arrogant she is as she froths through this crowd. Go ahead.
Meryl Streep.
Get out of my way, scum. Get out of my way. That's right. I had to watch an old man masturbate to win this award. Get out of my way. I deserve this. You have no idea what I had to do. I had to give Harvey Weinstein a bubble bath. Okay, now. Oh, yeah. Look at her. Look at how. But pause it right here. Folks, this, I'm telling you, I'm breaking this down from a psychological background. You can see in her face, this is all that she's lived for. This is literally, she's put so much time into winning this award. This is her moment in the sun. This is her moment of glory. She gets to give her big speech. She gets to do her virtue signaling. And it all started with selling her soul to the devil and watching Harvey Weinstein take a shower or masturbate. Okay? So now she finally has her moment. She sacrificed everything and you can see it in her face. She's like breaking down. She's holding that award like it's her baby because these people are that empty. This is everything for Meryl Streep. She's so shallow, all she cares about is glory. Now go ahead with Meryl.
Well, I can't joke. This is such a thrill, but really, really embarrassing in a year that saw so many extraordinary performances. That any one of these performances in any given year would have, you know, been a standout and award-winning performance.
But pause it right there. Oh, wait a second. I'm going to try to, hold on. Let me just read the wind on this one. Okay, yeah, I got it. What I think Meryl is saying is any other year, these more deserving women would have won, but this year I watched Harvey Weinstein take 20 showers and masturbate in a Manhattan nightclub, so I got the award this year. See, I put up with more abuse from Weinstein this year, so I get the award. So I'm sorry to all of you deserving actresses out there, but I took serious abuse, and it might not be from Weinstein. It could have been from a number of other different producers, but, you know, let's just say Weinstein, allegedly, for this take. So sorry, guys. Any other year, you probably would have won, but you should have seen these things I saw in Harvey Weinstein's shower. So I took the award this year. Sorry, ladies. Go ahead, Meryl.
Oh, I'm going to have to remember my speech.
Oh, she forgot her speech. Look who brings the glasses. Watch this.
Okay. I'm going to have to remember.
I get my speech. Oh, it's Harvey.
Michelle Rooney. Gilda.
Harvey and Clooney.
Yeah. And how about Adipero Odebie?
Watch this.
How about
I just want to pause it right there, too. There's this other thing I've noticed with women that are about that age. They always go into like an accent. Like they think if they go into an accent, that they somehow can like virtue signal. Oh, there's Harvey again. Here, yeah, we'll rewind it back to that part. No, it's weird. I've seen this with college professors. I've seen this with protesters on the street. Whenever they like lose an argument, they go into a foreign accent as if that gives them some brownie points. Now here's Meryl Streep saying Harvey Weinstein's a god.
My agent, Kevin Uvain, and God, Harvey Weinstein.
Oh, Harvey Weinstein's God. Why is that?
The Punisher.
Does he own all the actresses? The Punisher.
Old Testament, I guess.
Old Testament Punisher. We know what they did in the Old Testament, huh? So there you go. Harvey Weinstein is God, according to Meryl Streep. I wonder why she's saying that. You take enough sexual abuse from him, you get the Golden Globe. That's how it works.
A staunch anti-federalist, Patrick Henry was opposed to the Constitution, fearing it would become a monster that would take over not only the sovereign states that had created it, but that it would become a tool to destroy individual liberty. His warnings, ignored, have now come to pass. He said, "You're not to inquire how your trade may be increased, nor how you are to become a great and powerful people, but how your liberties can be secured. For liberty ought to be the direct end of your government." Patrick Henry warned us, "The liberties of a people never were, nor ever will be secure, when the transactions of their rulers may be concealed from them." Today, everything the government does at every level is concealed from us. We have trade deals to manage our economy that not even our elected representatives are allowed to see. Later in life, Patrick Henry looked back and said, "When the American spirit was in its youth, the language of America was different. Liberty, sir, was the primary object. Today, our primary concern is safety and comfort, when we should be demanding liberty." For InfoWars.com, I'm David Knight.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of Knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Alex Jones here to tell you about how you can help spread liberty worldwide while also enjoying what I have found to be the best tasting 100% organic coffee on the planet. For more than a decade, my favorite coffee has come from the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers grow their unique shade-grown Arabica beans. We have now managed to secure these sought-after beans in a highly customized blend. Discover and try a bag of the Patriot Blend 100% organic coffee at InfoWarsLife.com. This coffee gives you a long, smooth pick-me-up for hours without the headaches and heartburn that so many other coffees give me personally. Hands down, this is my favorite coffee, and it's taken us years to secure connections directly to the Chiapas Mexican farmers. Drop by the site today, order a bag or two, and I don't think you're going to be disappointed. Available in original or with our immune support infusion blend, you will be supporting a free press, all the while enjoying a truly great-tasting cup of my favorite coffee. Available at InfoWarsLife.com.
Choose to take control of your chemistry with Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium. This powerful combo is perfect for supporting your thyroid and health. BioTrue Selenium's formula is far from synthetic and is made from a source of 100% organic mustard seed. Our super high quality nascent iodine is an essential mineral sourced of 99.99% ultra pure deep earth iodine crystals. This essential mineral is necessary in order to produce thyroid hormones, which influence every cell, tissue, and organ in the body. With inadequate thyroid hormones, you may experience slow metabolism, lethargy, weight gain, and overall brain fog. Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium work together to support the systems in your body. Take control of your chemistry today with this super combo. Discover the power of Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium at InfoWarsLife.com.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
All right, final segment of the War Room today. So let's do a news blitz. All right, Kim Jong-boom. Will North Korea test another H-bomb today? Experts fear Kim Jong-un's city-busting nuclear weapon could be detonated within hours. That was posted this morning. We've heard nothing from it so far. This would be the second H-bomb test the Un regime has run this year. The last one had seismographs measuring, I believe, 6.7 up to 7 on a magnitude of an earthquake scale. So we'll continue to monitor that. Meanwhile, South Korea is developing graphite blackout bombs to paralyze North Korea's electric grid. So you've seen Japan doing war game drills, South Korea doing war game drills, and actually Japan, I think, and South Korea doing drills in case North Korea bombed them, shelter-in-place drills. This is from the AFP. Negative consequences if Trump quits Iran deal. That's coming out of Russia. Now, this is an interesting kind of, I don't even know what you would say. It's just a weird little cog in the gears that are moving towards World War III right now, where on some fronts, Russia and the United States should be united and are united. But then with the Iran deal and I think the favoritism of Israel, that's where Russia kind of leans more on the Iran side of things. And according to the Kremlin, if they quit the Iran deal, that's something that Russia is not going to get behind. And perhaps that's what gives Iran the gall to make this statement. Iran promises crushing response if U.S. designates guards a terrorist group. You know what? I say we just end all this foreign intervention, but I don't know if that's ever going to happen. Trump lists immigration demands that could derail Dreamers deal. The list will certainly turn off Democrats and even Republicans, many of whom have endorsed providing a pathway to legal status for undocumented immigrants who came to the U.S. as minors. Remember how everybody was freaking out about Trump doing a deal with Democrats on the Dreamers thing? It looks like that might not be the case. That's a very difficult issue to deal with, one of which Trump did not cause. Today, Trump unveils his new strict 70-point immigration enforcement plan. So basically, this is enforcing the law, which we've ignored for so many years. And he puts it out in a 70-point enforcement on immigration, which is kind of perfect to counter the left narrative here, saying he's anti-immigrant. So he says, no, here's my immigration enforcement plan. So I think that's kind of interesting wording there. A senior White House official told the Times, anything that is done addressing the status of DACA recipients needs to include these three reforms and solve these three problems. If you don't solve these problems, you're not going to have a secure border. You're not going to have a lawful immigration system, and you're not going to be able to protect American workers. That's all we want. It's not that difficult. It's common sense. Of course, the political left seems to lack it. Indigenous Peoples Day. Italians say stick with Columbus Day. So it's Columbus Day, and the left has decided to freak out over this. This is something that they've never freaked out of before, but now the ACLU tells them to freak out, so they freak out. Christopher Columbus statue covered on LA's first Indigenous Peoples Day. Indigenous Peoples Day. Do they even know what Indigenous people are? In fact, I challenge anyone celebrating Indigenous Peoples Day to actually live like an Indigenous person. Good luck. You won't. You're going to need your smartphone, you're going to need your football game, you're going to need your Kim Kardashian nose job and butt and everything. So don't celebrate Indigenous Peoples Day when you are nothing like an Indigenous person, ever. It's ridiculous. Chiefs still unbeaten, but Sunday Night Football ratings down again on politically charged day. NFL ratings continue to slide. That's what happens when you protest the country. The country will protest you. Yes, you have your right to free speech. Free speech comes with consequences. Vice President Mike Pence leaves Colts 49ers game after players kneeled for anthem. Now, they're all saying this was a stunt by Mike Pence. Okay, fine. Maybe it was a stunt. Maybe it wasn't. How do you say that what Mike Pence did is a stunt, but not what the NFL players are doing is a stunt? They're both stunts. If one's a stunt, they're both stunts. And Mike Pence was just showing you, if you don't like players kneeling during a ball game, leave. Leave the game. And of course it was a stunt. Eric Reed, a 49er safety who knelt along Kaepernick last season, reemphasized after the game that he is not disrespecting the military or the flag. He is protesting systematic oppression. The systematic oppression that made him richer than everybody in this office right now. He says it's not about the military, it's not about the flag, it's not about the anthem. He has family that served in the armed forces and in the military. So he says he has the utmost respect for the military, the anthem, and the flag. Then why do you kneel during the national anthem when that's what it's all about? So there's Eric Reed basically admitting what he's doing is a stunt, but they won't dare call it that. Cowboys owner Jerry Jones, any player who is disrespectful to the flag won't be allowed to play. Oh, what's he talking about? Kneeling during the national anthem? Yes. Sorry, Eric Reed, that's disrespecting the flag. That might not be your intention, but that's what you're doing. So, of course, Jerry Jones probably regretting taking the ceremonious knee before the national anthem. The Dolphins are going to do the same thing, saying do not kneel for the national anthem. Now, here's a video I find hilarious. Dolphins coach resigns after damning snorting video services. So, allegedly, he's snorting cocaine in this video. Folks, look, I worked in the NFL, okay? I know how this stuff goes down. If you ever watch a game from field level, okay, you'll realize how violent it is and why most of these players are on some form of drug, whether it be a painkiller, cocaine, marijuana, whatever it is. They're all doing it. This is just like Hollywood eating its own in Harvey Weinstein. Unfortunately, I don't know who filmed this, but for this Dolphins coach, he's going to lose a job when probably a lot of the league is abusing drugs right now. Jemele Hill, anti-Trump ESPN host, calls for fans to boycott NFL advertisers. This is the funniest thing. Hey, Jemele Hill, we're already boycotting the NFL. Ratings are down. Sponsors are bowing out. Okay? Nobody's going to the games. Attendance is down. Ratings are down. Sponsors are dropping out. And then Jemele Hill, so out of touch with reality, tries to have a call of action to the political left saying it's time for us to boycott the NFL and boycott the Cowboys because she tweets, this is an earlier tweet, Donald Trump is a white supremacist who has largely surrounded himself with other white supremacists, so there's a known racist. She should have been fired for that. But regardless, whatever, she keeps her job tweeting that on September 11th of all days. Hey, Jemele, I got news for you. The political right already decided to boycott the NFL because they were kneeling during the national anthem. So any calls of boycott that you have will simply fuel the fire that we already have scorching the NFL right now. And that's why the Cowboys and Dolphins announced they won't be kneeling for the national anthem. You complete nitwit. I mean, just... She literally thinks... This is hilarious. Pull this story up. She literally thinks that she's starting a movement. They really think they're going to start a movement. We're already boycotting the NFL, myself included. I've always been a huge fan of the NFL. I worked in the NFL until I worked for InfoWars. I'm done. They suck the fun out of it, folks. We watch football to escape from politics. As soon as they injected politics into football, it was no longer an escape. Here you go. Here's a story from the Washington Post. I love the Washington Post. Last week, they published a story saying now's the time to talk about gun control. We have to do something about gun control. There's been more deaths because of guns in America than of all the wars. But they don't mention that 2/3 of gun control deaths come from suicide, not homicide, a story that they published 2 years prior. Well, they did it to themselves again. Hillary Clinton thinks the news media was unfair to her. She's right. So you can spin that however you want to spin it. Of course, the truth is the media was unfair to her because they basically let her get away with murder. But they're not spinning it that way. This is the Washington Compost, the Amazon Post, the Liberal Post. So, of course, Hillary Clinton was treated unfair by the media. There was too much negative press. But September 12th this year, Washington Post, 91% of recent network Trump coverage has been negative. So they out themselves again. Spain warns it will act if Catalonia declares independence. That's right. In Spain, they hate democracy. And if you want to vote for independence, they're going to beat you up. Richard Branson says he's 6 months from going to space. Mars belongs to Elon Musk. Are they trying to get to space to escape something happening on Earth? I don't know, but they are pushing. Rare fire devil phenomenon caught on film as ash and flames spread into the sky in Portugal. That's an amazing thing, a sign of the times. NASA wants to alter DNA of Mars astronauts, and there's a huge fire in California right now. All our thoughts and prayers are with them. You stay classy, InfoWarriors.
Men, give your body the support it needs with InfoWars Life Prostaguard. It's time to start assisting the body in regulating proper prostate balance. InfoWars Life has set out to bring you formulations that are not only the highest quality out there, but formulas that you can use on a daily basis to give your body the natural herbs and extracts that our experts recommend. The Prostaguard formula does just that with its mixture of plant-based nutrients and antioxidants that help give your body total support. It's a hand-selected blend of saw palmetto, lycopene, plant sterols, zinc, vitamin D3, selenium, and copper. Prostaguard is something that the men on the InfoWars crew take every day. And from our research, it's something that men should really be adding to their daily regimen in order to keep their body going at optimal levels. Now's the time to start naturally supporting your body. Get Prostaguard on your side today, exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Enjoy all natural bath and beauty products with Emmerich's Essentials. We are proud to bring you a collection of organic-based household products at InfoWarsStore.com, including non-nano SPF 30 zinc oxide sunscreen, DEET-free herbal bug spray, concentrated peppermint mouthwash, unscented body wash, tea tree shampoo, and long-lasting natural deodorant. Emmerich's Essentials is free of chemicals and toxins that may harm your body. We carefully select pure and simple ingredients to create formulas that are certified USDA made with organic. Our mission is to offer you everyday organic household products to enhance your life. Truly feel the difference by going organic natural without compromising on quality. Feel good about using Emmerich's Essentials. Start saving money and stop exposing yourself and your family to toxic ingredients. Visit InfoWarsStore.com and learn more about the new Emmerich's Essentials line of organic products. That's InfoWarsStore.com.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/